Alright, back out to beautiful Bastrop on an even more beautiful day today. And it's time for the Game 3 winner-take-all game of the 2A regional semifinal between the Burton Panthers and the Flatonia Bulldogs. Coming into this one tied up at 1, the Bulldogs took the first game 6-4, and last night the Burton Panthers tied things back up with a huge win at 14-4 with the 10-run rule. And, Daryl, how excited are you for today?
Man, this is like Christmas Eve to a bunch of kids is the best I can explain it. You know, you're sitting out here. How much better is it, 93 degrees, 94? Getting to watch your hometown kids play ball. Winner moves on to play Shiner. Loser starts the swimming pools.
Like they say, over, back, time to go to Cancun if you get knocked out of the playoffs. But the Burton Panthers are going to be looking to avoid the swimming pool. And already we just got started here 30 minutes from first pitch. And already we're getting a big crowd over here. Plenty of energy in the crowd, and yesterday we had plenty of energy from the crowd, and I expect today to be no different at all. It means a lot to both of these two teams. Both have a win, so they both know they can win, and today it's going to be all about whose day is it going to be. So we're going to find out here sooner rather than later. Things going on around the area. Columbus playing their second game, their third and final game today as well. They evened up the series last night in 10 innings in a fantastic game. So we'll be paying attention to what goes on over there. They started at 1 o'clock. And LaGrange did unfortunately get knocked out yesterday. And that is what we have going on in the area. And for Blinn, they...
My Bohemians from Fayetteville, they're playing tonight one game, winner-take-all against Canipa.
Okay.
And the neighbors up the road got a bunch of friends there, too, in Carmine. They took a doubleheader, and they're moving on, waiting for Fayetteville.
Yeah, right down the road from you. Wanted to be the one to share the good news, huh?
Yeah, I think they're going to play at Labahee Hall is what they told me. That's kind of halfway in between.
Oh, there you go. That's the other game to pay attention to. And on the college level, the Blinn College Buccaneers were able to sweep the Super Regional against San Jack, and they'll be heading to the World Series again, trying to repeat as they are the defending national champions. And back to Bastrop. We'll be back with a little bit more pregame after a word from our sponsors.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to return your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealership lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Burton Panthers on a winning season, and good luck in the playoffs.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
All right, Javi Jr. here with Daryl Geeky, and we're covering the pregame of the 2A regional semifinal between the Burton Panthers and the Flatonia Bulldogs. Tied 1-1. It's a winner-take-all game today. It's do-or-die time, as we like to say, and we're going to see who's going to do, who's going to die today, because somebody's season has to end here today in Bastrop, and we'll be covering who that is going to be today. Just to get a look at what the temperature and weather is right now, it's the hottest day of the series, not by much though. 94 degrees right now, mostly sunny. Should get up to 96, 97 later in the day during this game, so plenty of heat coming in, and a key to that is staying cool. And we just got some insight yesterday from Coach Thaler that he won the toss as to whether he gets to be home or away. Chose home, and that means white uniforms. It's going to be a little bit nicer for this kind of weather, so that should be an advantage for them. But at the end of the day, that's a minuscule advantage. It's still all about going out there. It's 0-0. It's time to see who's came out here ready to play.
They got to make the plays like we've been talking about. You know, we can't have a Flatonia game like last night. They committed 8 errors. I'm sure their coach had a nice talking with them, and they probably took a lot of ground balls and stuff. But that's going to happen at this level. I don't care what level you're in. Errors are a part of the game. It's people getting paid millions of dollars, and they make errors. So we got to come out here relaxed. We got Biggs on the bump tonight. They're going to go with their guy that normally plays shortstop, Kessler. You know, we saw a glimpse of bullpen action last night, rotating pitchers. Shouldn't be no different today. Our guys just got to come out focused. You know, we're home team, so important today is, I said last night, we needed to score runs first to get that little bit of antsiness out of us. Today, we're on defense first. You know, their top two hitters are as good as anyone you're going to see. And just minimize that. Don't let them lead off with a triple or something like that. Make them work their way on. Have fun. You know, we got to keep those two dudes from beating us right away and getting that momentum. You know, you're not going to stop them from hitting because they're too good of hitters. But you got to minimize the deep ball, the gaps, the walks. Because if you put their leadoff hitter on first, good chance he's going to steal second, and everything. So I know Little Biggs is going to be ready up on the mound. He's a gamer. Had a really fun joking around session in the stands a while ago with Tostas and Tyler and them's mom and dad. And I just told them, I said, look, this is a team sport. The parents have to play together. And if you look right now, what do you see over there on that red side?
A lot of togetherness over there.
They're all sitting together. They got their umbrellas. I told them that umbrellas wasn't allowed today. You know, if I can't go out there and work on my farmer's tan, they can't neither and stuff. So then your favorite treat, the ice cream truck come by, and it even rang the bell so you could go. And Tosta brought you a little Miami Beach popsicle, so you're smiling. So you ought to be on your A game today and full of Comedy Central. So Daryl really has something to pick on you about. But on a serious note, team familyness is very important. That's how you win. You go a long way. The boys can feel it. They know when the parents play together as a team always. And, you know, Coach Thaler's going to have them ready. They love playing for him. With his interview last night, you know, he's always smiling. I told the parents a little secret. Y'all know it by now. When he takes them down that left field line, it's not nice. He's not sitting there telling them that we're going to go get a Happy Meal after we get through. I promise you that.
I guarantee it. Coach Taylor's going to have these boys ready to compete no matter who they're playing. Today it just happens to be the Flatonia Bulldogs. And you mentioned the momentum, like you mentioned. We definitely ended yesterday with plenty of momentum. It's all going to be about can we keep that going into today. We are batting at the bottom of the innings today as the home team. And like you said, we got to prevent what we did yesterday, which was come out with 3 runs in the top of the first. We got to come out, get a huge key is going to be getting that quick 3 outs and then putting up some boards ourselves in the bottom of the first to continue that momentum into this game. And then from there, it's just keeping that foot on the pedal, which this team showed to be very good at based on yesterday's performance. And we say it every time for these playoff matchups because it's something that comes up every single time we get a playoff game in high school. Errors. Yesterday, it was a rough game for the Bulldogs with 8 errors. Thankfully, the Panthers were able to keep the errors down. I think only 2 errors on the game. So that's going to be the biggest thing here. When it's this close and these teams are very closely matched, as we've seen from that first game and just how they've competed against each other, it's going to come down to those plays of inches, which balls that are going to bounce your way or not bounce your way. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good, but you got to control what you can control, and that is always the errors. So that's going to be a huge key into this game to look out for is the errors, and because the weather is perfect, this is a beautiful field out here in Bastrop, wonderful facilities, and we have a wonderful crowd. So get ready for it. We'll be back with a little bit more pregame after a word from our sponsors.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Burton Panther baseball team good luck in the playoffs. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
When personal loss visits a family, we often hear that only time will heal the wounds. Time will, and so will care and concern.
It was good just to feel the care and concern of others.
That really helped us.
Nothing can take away the difficult emotions, but our staff will show they care with sensitivity, compassion, and respect. Memorial Oaks Chapel.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060. 6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, go Panthers!
All right, back out to Bastrop with Javi Jr. and Daryl Kiki and for the pregame. And right now, that wind's starting to pick up a little bit more of a game-time weather update. In the mid-90s, should get up to the high 90s later in this ball game. So the temperature will rise, and right now the winds may be a factor today. 11 mile per hour winds and 16 mile per hour gusts going north, and we are facing north, so right now it looks like it's a crosswind from left field coming down over the third base area diagonally, though it is also shifting straight from center field to home plate. So don't expect too many long moonshots here today. And if this is a high ball, expect for that wind to play a factor, which will make it more difficult for the outfielders today. But nonetheless, we all have to play in the same exact conditions. Everybody has to come out to the same field with the same ball and all that good stuff. So something to keep in mind there with the weather here today. But it is nonetheless a beautiful Texas day. I always say, you know, we have about 54% humidity right now. And something I like to say is when you start feeling that humidity in the air, you get that nice Texas sun, it starts to feel a little bit more like playoff time for baseball.
Said if you don't sweat, you don't play and stuff. But it's, to me today, I could see it coming down to Flatonia. They did a lot of bunting last night and had some success at it. I'm sure Coach Taylor talked that through in pregame and everything, that we're going to have to field our position, know what we're going to do with it. The plus about having Little Biggs on the mound, he's very athletic, so he's going to get 90% of those bunts covered and can take that away. They pushed some of them last night a little harder towards second and in between third and short. So, you know, you got to be able to bounce off the mound. You got to bounce on from your position and take that away also. From the heat-wise, we're lucky we got a breeze blowing. and everything. I'll say it again. I say it every game. These kids are too young to know it's hot and everything. It's we're about 10 minutes away from game time, and they ought to be ready to go.
All right, and yeah, as we get started, I mean, the keys, of course, we talked about the errors. That's the key to any high school, especially playoff game. But the key to this game specifically is going to be the pitching, because we saw Titan Targosh for the Bulldogs. He was the real deal. He will not be able to pitch today, and they're going to have to rely on their bullpen, which they went through six pitchers yesterday. No more than about 40 pitches at the most for those pitchers, but they're going to have to rely on their bullpen. Targosh is not going to be available. And on the Burton side, no more Tyler Witt and no more Eli Yeager, which throughout the year has been their top two guys. But I know you and these fans really believe in Ryder Biggs. We were talking to his parents before the game. We spoke to him yesterday. He seemed extremely confident. It seemed like he had his game face on since yesterday. He knew he was going to start as soon as the game was over. And he gave us a little insight on that. And you know he's going to be ready. Said he was going to get some good rest last night. No late video games. He's going to stay focused. So I trust him for that to happen. And we're going to have Coach Taylor and Coach Bruin come up for a final meeting with the umpires, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors for the starting lineups.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton baseball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School baseball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
Excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy. Handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton cheers for the Burton Panthers baseball and softball teams. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to three great loves: love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ, 516 Colorado Street in Burton. Sharing God's love one person at a time.
As we come back here to Bastrop, it is now time for the starting lineups. Starting first off with the Flatonia Bulldogs, who will be the away team on these neutral grounds. It's going to be in the reserves. Number 3, Wyatt Fisher. Number 5, Eli Kubesh. Number 7, Kulin Kutosh. Number 8, Nathan Aguilon. Number 9, Cade Geese. Number 13, Ray Manzano. Number 15, Jalen Anderson. Number 17, Damian Ibarra. For the starting lineup is going to be batting first in the leadoff position, Beck Zimmerman, number 2 at catcher. Titan Targosh, number 10 in center field, followed by number 12, Henry Hvincik, in first base. After that, in batting cleanup is going to be number 16, Trip Bowling, DH. Then number 20, Udi Manzano, in third base, followed by number 11, Yandel Manzano, in left field. Then it's number 18, Diego Ramirez, in second base, followed by number 6, Blake Kessler, in the pitching on the mound. And to wrap things up, be number 4, Kaysen Perez, in right field, and Coach Bruin will lead them from the dugout, and they are dressed in their black tops and white bottoms. Now it's time for the Burton Panther starting lineup. Batting in the leadoff position is going to be Tyler Witt at shortstop, number 11. Number four is next, Logan Tosta. He'll be in second base. Batting in the third position is number three, Ryder Biggs, and he'll be on the mound today. Then it's number eight, Ruben Rodriguez, batting cleanup, and he'll be in center field. Followed by number 14, Eli Yeager in first base. Then it'll be number 13, Braden Martin in the catcher position. Batting seventh is number 12, Brady Griffin in right field. Followed by number 18, Houston Hody in third base. And finishing things off for the lineup is going to be number 16, Isaac Modis at the designated hitter position in the ninth position. And, of course, leading from the dugout is going to be Coach Thaler. And that's going to be the starting lineup for the Burton Panthers as we allow for them to be finished being announced here at the stadium. We'll wrap things up with the starting lineup, and then it'll be the first pitch.
Batting pitch at first base, number 14, Eli Yeager. Batting sixth and pitching, number 13, Braden Martin. Batting seventh at right field, number 12, Brady Griffin. Batting eighth at third base, number 18, Houston Hottie. And batting ninth, designated hitter, number 16, Isaac Matthews. As well as at left field, number 9, Matthew Romer. Available players for Burton include number 15, Archer Fuller. Number 5, Ashton Fuller. Number 2, Eli Sinek. Number 7, Mark Odom. Number 6, Coy Gurka. Number 20, Caleb Nussman. Number 1, Cooper Lyles. Head coach of the Panthers is Matthew Dollar, assisted by Clinton Smith and manager Austin Bossang. Now we ask that you please rise, move your castle, direct your attention to the flag at center field for the playing of the national anthem.
Alrighty, it's game time. We're going to take one short break here, and we'll be right back with the first pitch.
Need to open a checking or savings account, but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what.
KWHI invites you to tune in this Sunday to hear the Search the Scriptures with Pastor Larry Attiker from the First Baptist Church in Burton. It airs every Sunday morning at 10:30 on KWHI 1280. You'll enjoy music and a verse-by-verse study through the entire books of the Bible. We look forward to you joining us this Sunday at 10:30 on Friendly Country KWHI. First Baptist Church in Burton would like to give a huge congratulations to the Burton Panthers on their winning season and good luck in the playoffs.
Hody Farms in Burton is a proud supporter of the Panthers baseball and Lady Panthers softball teams as they head into the playoffs. A special shout out to their own, Natalie and Houston. Your family is so proud of you both. For your next show pigs, for 4-H or FFA projects, give Hody Farms in Burton a call. 979-251-4718. Good luck in the playoffs. Go Big Red, all the way to state.
All right, you just heard the announcement. It's time to play ball. Ryder Biggs is on the mound getting nice and warmed up. And he looks really fresh out there, doesn't he, Darryl?
Yes, sir. He's relaxed. He's ready to go. Leadoff man's ready to go. The fans are ready to go.
And that leadoff man is going to be Beck Zimmerman, left-handed batter for the Bulldogs here.
And me and you better be ready to go.
Oh, I'm more than ready. Been waiting for this all week, as I'm sure much of this crowd has. His first pitch by Ryder Biggs, and that one's going to be, looks like it's going to be a ball, 1-0. Thought it may have caught the end of the bat there, but Zimmerman was able to get it out of the way in time. He tries to start things off with the bunt. Here's the next pitch, and he's going to try a bunt again. That one laid beautifully down the first baseline. Biggs is going to pick it up and flip it over to Eli Yeager for the first out of the inning very quickly here on only the second pitch. Great job there by Ryder Biggs. I guess that's what happens when you have a shortstop on the mound, right?
Exactly. You know how we talked in pregame. He's got to be able to cover it. Yeager is playing way back. That's going to be his ball.
And here comes Titan Targosh for the Bulldogs. Right-handed batter. Batting second, and that one's going to be low for a ball, 1-0. As you see, the wind starting to pick up and really whip that flag out in center field. Next one's going to be outside again, 2-0. So four pitches in here. Ryder hasn't found the strike zone, but he does have an out already. Let's see if he can find the strike zone here. Here's the next pitch, and this is going to be fouled right side. Definitely looked like he found it there, but Titan Targosh able to find the ball just a little late on it and gets and fouls it right side.
Looks like we're going to try to work him outside and outside.
So 2-1, and you already hear the crowd getting into it, and that one's going to be a chopper down the left side by Targosh. It's going to go foul before it reaches the base, and that's going to be 2-2. Targosh going to step up, just hold that bat. I'll take a practice swing and step back into the batter's box. Here's the pitch from Biggs, and that one's going to be outside. Gets away from Braden Martin. And full count now. Two foul balls by Targosh and three balls thrown by Ryder Biggs, and he's loving that outside right now. And
set up
here
now.
There goes the Flatonia crowd screaming for a ball four. Let's see if Ryder Biggs is going to keep them quiet. He's going to do just that, puts it right over the plate, but Titan Targosh hits it just a little late, and that's going to put foul ball down the right side.
Keep working there, Biggs.
There you go, the chance again for ball four, full count. Ryder Biggs winds up. Here it is, and fouled again by Titan Targosh.
He barely got a piece of that one.
And Biggs is doing a good job of putting it over the plate, a little bit of movement on there, and showing to have pretty good speed on his pitches so far. But Targosh making him earn every bit of this at-bat. As more of the fans start to pile in here. Being a Saturday, it doesn't surprise me that 2 o'clock, you know, middle of the day, stay out of the heat as long as possible. But here's a full count. And this one's going to be left side.
Get back,
fly ball, fly
right
ball to
there.
Left field.
That
and
a
great
boy.
Job there by Matt Raymer. Reads it all the way. Tracks it right into his glove. That's going to be the second out of the inning. That's two up and two down for Ryder Biggs. And up comes number 12, Henry Vincic of the Bulldogs, right-handed batter.
One more time, defense.
Biggs needs one more out to get a 3-up, 3-down inning here. He's going to put the first one inside. I got to say, that's probably the first inside pitch we've seen from him, so starting to mix it up a bit. 1-0. This one just a hair outside, according to the umpire. 2-0.
Go get him, little Biggs, right here, buddy.
Those protests you're hearing are from the Burton side, as they feel that one did catch the strike zone. Nonetheless, 2-0 with two outs. Here it is, and that one is going to be right there on that knee-high outside corner. And Henry Vincic is going to take it for a strike. Great pitch there by Biggs to freeze up the batter. And this was going to be a slow chopper right to Tyler Witt, shortstop, who's going to sling it over to Eli Yeager, perfectly on target. Great play there by Tyler Witt, and that's a 3-up, 3-down inning for Ryder Biggs, just as Daryl requested. You know, we were just talking about that the big key is going to be with us pitching first to get those three outs quickly and give our team a chance to be the first to cause some damage. So let's see if the Burton Panthers are going to be able to put some points on the board in the bottom of the first. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Go fight, win, Burton Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Panther baseball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs and to all Burton ISD sports and academic participants. The Burton Chamber, citizens and businesses, salute the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work. Stay current on area events by liking Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and following them on Twitter. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
Daryl Kiki, along with Katie, Trent, and Tucker, are excited to see the Panthers baseball team make the playoffs. They would like to thank all the players, administrations, and parents for their hard work and dedication in building this successful Burton baseball team. Sports are a wonderful opportunity to learn teamwork, leadership skills, and to accept accolades with humility. Congratulations to the Panthers on a winning season. Go Panthers, all the way to state.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham. For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
All right, back here to Bastrop, and we're going to get started here for the bottom of the first inning. Scoreless ball game as the Burton Panthers were able to go 3-up, 3-down in the top of the first. Great job there by Ryder Biggs and his fielders to get out of that one quickly. Now the lead things off is going to be Tyler Witt, but first some warm-up pitches for Kessler of the Bulldogs. And you see Coach Big Smith over there exchanging some pleasantries with the blue over at home at the home plate. And a bit of an extended warm-up here for Kessler.
Yeah, he's getting to throw quite a few pitches. And everything looks to be perfect hitting speed for our guys. Got a little bit more giddy up on it. We struggle with that slow stuff. Now my boy Witt needs to lead this off with a base hit here, work his way on and make things happen. And I'll take a two spot today.
Oh, that would definitely be a great way to start. He had four singles in a row yesterday, so let's see if he can continue the hot streak at the plate. Here's the first pitch, Tyler Witt. That one's going to be upstairs. Good eye. Ball one.
Let's go, Tyler.
And with that wind picking up, it really has picked up as it just knocked my water bottles clean off the table here. Here's the next pitch by
Witt. Base hit. Base hit.
On the 1-0 pitch is going to be a beautiful line
drive. Baby, 11.
Down the right side into right field, right along that right field line. And good job there by the right fielder, Cason Perez, to cut it off from causing any more damage. But that's another single for Tyler Witt. That's five singles for him in the last couple days. And I believe in just six at-bats.
Hey, we'll take it. All right, little four, now you do your job.
He stays hot, and up comes Logan Tosta, right-handed batter for the Panthers. He's going to show bunt. He's going to throw one beautifully right down the first base line. He's not going to be able to beat the throw to first, but that's going to get Tyler Witt to second base. Beautiful small ball play there by Logan Tosta, sacrificing himself for his teammate to reach second. And up comes the pitcher, Ryder Biggs, right-handed batter for the Panthers, who got a 3-up, 3-down inning to start things off. Let's see if he can give himself a lead to work with here at the plate. And a little conference at the pitching mound between Kessler and the catcher, Zimmerman. Something that he notices there. Maybe preparing for another bunt. I would not be surprised.
No, we're facing to get a rip right here to left center field, and we're going to get a one spot.
Ryder Biggs has been known as a big swinger of the bat. Let's see if he's going to give the Panthers some more life here.
And there it is!
Baseline right on cue. He puts a grounder right down the third baseline.
Atta, baby.
And that's going to be an RBI double as Tyler Witt comes in to score. And he ripped that one down the third baseline. And it had all kinds of eyes on it because it looked like it may be going foul, but it stayed to the right side of that line and stays fair and goes into left field for a beautiful double by Ryder Biggs. He's going to get a attaboy from Tyler Witt as he comes home and from Coach Thaler. And now with only one out after the sacrifice squeeze, leaves a runner in scoring position. That's at second, Ryder Biggs, and here is the cleanup batter, Ruben Rodriguez. And on the very first pitch,
he's toasted.
It's got legs. It's going to get to the wall. Manzano's going to pick it up, but not before Ryder Biggs comes around for a score, and that's going to make it 2-0 in favor of the Burton Panthers quickly here. And right as, just as we predicted, a quick 3-up, 3-down inning, followed by a couple runs on the board to take the lead early, and the Burton Panthers are in business with only one out. That leaves another runner in scoring position at second base in Ruben Rodriguez with another RBI double.
Had a way to trade places with him, Ruben. Come on, Yeager, now you base hit.
And here's Eli Yeager, first left-handed batter for the Burton Panthers. He's going to take the first one in that knee-high outside corner for a strike, 0-1. Next pitch, 0-1, and this was going to be a grounder to the second baseman, Ramirez, who flips it over to Henry Vincic in first base, but not before Ruben Rodriguez is going to go to third and an excellent position to score another run here with two outs. Up comes Braden Martin.
Don't leave him there, Braden. We can put up three this inning.
So two outs, and the first one's a ball, 1-0 to Braden Martin. He's a step off and steps right back in, and he's got a runner on third. Any kind of contact here for a fair ball is going to get a run in. Next one's going to be up high, 2-0.
Let's go, buddy. We need a base hit here.
Though if I know Darryl at all, he'll also take a walk here.
I want a base hit to score that run. We got two outs here.
Darryl Keeke not settling today. 2-0, and that's going to be 3-0. Well, good opportunity for Braden Martin here, but you know, the smart play would probably be to take this 3-0 pitch.
Take this 3-0 early.
So here's the 3-0, and that one is going to be a walk and an error. Mm-hmm. Oh, almost an error by Manzano. It comes off his glove but falls harmlessly right in front of him. That's Udi Manzano in third base on the pickoff attempt by the catcher, Zimmerman.
You can throw that ball in the left field if you want to. I like this catcher. Zimmerman's a heck of a catcher. He's got a gun for an arm and tremendous defensive player also.
He has been fantastic for these Bulldogs today and yesterday and the day before. But here's the pitch from Kessler, swinging a miss there by Braden Martin. He's going to fill up the count.
All right, Braden, you don't need but one, buddy. You can do it.
Oh, Full count, two outs.
Brandon it is.
Get a hold of this one. He's going to put it right between the second and first baseman, and that's going to be an RBI single for Braden Martin. 3-0 Burton Panthers.
Looks like we're going to courtesy run number six, Gurka. Job, Braden.
So here comes Coy Gurka to courtesy run for Martin. He's the catcher, so you got to keep them legs and knees fresh. He's going to spend a long time close to the ground. And here comes Brady Griffin. Oh, not a good sign there. Drops his bat. You can see him shaking his head.
He's thinking, Coach already going to grab this ball from this young man?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised. We saw Coach Broon frankly, for lack of a better word, not give a hoot about the feelings of his pitchers. He yanked five of them yesterday. They had six pitchers on the mound. And the bullpen is pretty thin, and that's exactly what we're going to see here. Kaysen Perez is going to come out. Zayden Perez, number one for the Bulldogs, is going to come out. That's one of the Perez brothers.
Like number seven going to the bump.
Yep, that's going to move Kessler back to shortstop. And this is the pitcher that we saw in the first game. It's going to be Kutosh. So it's only two-thirds of an inning for Kessler before he's taken out. And within a win-or-go-home game, you don't have time to see if they're going to get out of if the pitcher's going to get out of it. You got to make a decision early, and Coach Broon does just that. So with the pitching change here, we're going to be back after a word from our sponsors.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
Do you have a home, farm, or ranch project you like to take on? Maybe you need to add a pipe fence or a storage building or barn. No matter what project you have in mind, DDM Pipe and Seal in Brenham can help. DDM Pipe and Seal has a huge inventory so they can supply the pipe, angle iron, tubing, flat plate, roll-up doors, metal building components, and even welding supplies. Their staff will make sure you leave with everything you might need for that project. Get started by visiting them online at ddmbuildings.com or stop by and speak with the friendly folks at DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham.
All right, back here to Bastrop where the Burton Panthers are taking on the Flatonia Bulldogs in a 2A regional semifinal win or go home game. This is game three, and there was just a pitching change for the Bulldogs. Cullen Kutosh, who we saw pitch 2 days ago in relief of Targosh, is now on the mound as Zimmerman gets pulled. Kessler that gets pulled after two-thirds inning, and his first pitch, that is Kutosh, is going to be outside for ball one.
All right, Brady, let's keep this rolling.
So 1-0, and that one's going to be 2-0, and Brady Griffin's going to step off as Coy Gurka, who's courtesy running for Martin, gets back to first base. Here's Brady Griffin. He is the lone starting senior on this team.
3-0.
Other senior is Mark Odom, currently on the reserves. And that's a 3-0 pitch downstairs.
Hody is waiting on deck.
And what we've seen from this team all day, he's gonna take this pitch. And Kutosh is going to do his job, put that one on that knee-high outside corner for strike one, 3-1.
All right, Brady, right here,
so
buddy.
with two outs. Let's see if Houston Hody's going to be able to get out there. Here's the next pitch to Brady Griffin, and a breaking ball by Kuntosh does its job beautifully as Brady Griffin swings and misses to fill up the count 3-2. So full count here, and now the ball four chance from the Burton side.
There you go, Brady. Nice play, but you're not going to pull him out.
A ground ball that almost squeezes through the hole between third and set and shortstop. But Udi Manzano, honestly, a very strong play there, able to stretch out for a big guy, able to stop it from getting into left field, and only a single on that nice rip by Brady Griffin.
Attaboy, Brady.
And let's go, Houston. That's going to put Corey Gurka now on second, and Houston Hody is going to get a chance. So here is Houston Hody. First one, swing and a miss by Houston Hody. And Kuntosh going to have a conversation with his catcher, as is Houston with Coach Taylor. Coach Taylor looking. He's pointing out in that right field.
Take the ball to right field.
Because that is, I mean, all three games, right? And we see it early this game, saw it yesterday, saw it the day before. Plenty of space between center field and both left and right field. Well, it looks like Coach Taylor wants him to go to right field with it. Here's the 0-1 pitch to Houston Hody, and he chases one outside 0-2. And it looks like Kuntosh may be finding his rhythm here, as that's now two swings and misses. And a third swing and a miss. That's three pitches, three strikes to Houston Hody for a strikeout. And Kuntosh is going to leave two runners stranded on base, but not before the Burton Panthers were able to put up three runs in the bottom of the first inning. And those come off a single by Tyler Witt, an RBI double by Ryder Biggs, an RBI double by Ruben Rodriguez, and an RBI single by Braden Martin. And Brady Griffin also had a single there, but Martin and Griffin, Gurka courtesy running for Martin, were left on base. And we'll go into the top of the second inning with the Burton Panthers leading 3-0. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal into Burton Meat Processing for slaughter and processing. Cut and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. Call them at 289-4022 to order meat processing. They also have fresh and smoked sausage and bacon available for sale. That's 289-4022 for Burton Meat Processing. 1120 Navasota Street in Burton. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 4:30 and Saturday from 8 till noon.
When you buy insurance, you should have many choices. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. We provide you with companies you're familiar with, and we're very proud to now be offering Germania Insurance Company. Because Wellman Insurance Agency is an independent agency, we offer you several choices of insurance for your business, auto, home, life, and health. Find more choices when you choose Wellman Insurance Agency, your new local Germania agents. For a location nearest you, visit WellmanInsurance.com.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of Washington County and proud of the Burton youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administrations, faculty, and students of Burton Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Panthers on a great baseball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Burton Panthers in their quest for state.
All right, here we go. Top of the second inning, it's time for the Bulldogs to bat. And after a 3-up, 3-down inning, the Burton Panthers are going to look to build on that. And leading things off is going to be designated hitter righty Trip Bowling against the righty Ryder Biggs. And on the second pitch, we missed the first one, is going to be a slow chopper to shortstop.
Yes, he did.
Tyler Witt comes up, makes the grab, and slings it over to Eli Yeager perfectly on target. And that's going to be a quick first out of the inning, two pitches in.
Nice, strong throw by Witt out of the hole.
Oh, yeah.
And a really good play at first. Eli kind of pulled him off, but Eli was quick enough to get his foot back on there.
And now here is big number 20, Udi Manzano, designated hitter the last couple games, but today gets put in at third base. Big righty here for the Bulldogs. And he's going to put it. One that...
Foul ball off his foot.
He's going to say found off his foot. It looked like it stayed fair there and just kind of stopped in front of the line, but it looks like the reason it did that is because it hit his foot first.
Little B was coming off that mound, though. He'd have had him.
So 0-1 here to Udi Manzano with one out. Ryder Biggs looking for another three up, three down. He's going to put this one inside, just too far inside. 1-1.
Go get him, Biggs.
One ball, one strike, one out, and a swing and a miss there by Udi Manzano and on the breaking ball by Ryder Biggs. And he's getting into his zone here, is Ryder Biggs. That's going to make it 1-2 as Ryder Biggs jumps ahead of the count. And outside, evens up the count at 2. Ryder Biggs trying to get him to chase one outside, but left it a bit too low. I'd say made it a little obvious on that one.
Ryder tried to overthrow that a little bit.
So 2-2, here's the pitch from Biggs.
And a
swing and a miss. That's going to be a strikeout as Udi Manzano goes down swinging to Ryder Biggs. And that's two outs in the inning. One out away from getting out of this one with another three up, three down.
Don't relax, defense. Let's make another play.
So for now, that's two up, two down. And Darryl, that's old Ryder Biggs' first strikeout of the game coming early.
That's all right.
And this is going to be fouled again off the foot. This one, Yandel Manzano.
He throws that speed, Miami, that is kind of in between slow, but yet it's deceivingly fast.
Yeah.
So right now they're off, which is perfect. All right, right
and
here.
The ground ball goes right to Tosta.
Yeah,
Tosta's going to pick it up, turn it into first base, and that will retire the side. Three up, three down for the Burton Panthers, and their hot start continues. Up 3-0. They'll be looking to cause some more damage in the bottom of the second, and we'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Are you planning a home renovation or construction project? Look no further than Woodson Lumber. The stores in Brenham, Bryan, Caldwell, and Lexington are fully stocked with the best selection of lumber, building materials, doors, and windows. They have everything to bring your project to life, from top quality lumber to a wide variety of doors and windows. Their knowledgeable staff is here to help you every step of the way, with expert advice and guidance to ensure your project is a success. Visit Woodson Lumber and let them help you make your dream home a reality.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton baseball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School baseball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, Go Panthers!
All right, back to Bastrop. We're going to get ready here for the bottom of the second inning. So far, it's been a hitting barrage in the bottom of the first for the Burton Panthers. They'll be looking to continue that momentum here. Leading things off in this bottom of the second is going to be Isaac Modis, the designated hitter for the Panthers. And just speaking a little bit, I know you speak very highly of this young man, Darryl. You said you coached his dad throughout the years, and you say he's the same exact player as his dad.
He is.
Hustle, heart, and taking advantage of any opportunity he gets.
He is. Tremendous, tremendous family. See those four dudes standing down there below the back of the dugout over there?
Yes, sir.
That's all Brenham boys. I coached them also. They're here supporting Coach Thaler. They all played on our team together.
Well, it's good to see that
yes.
The entire community is coming out. As you see Sheriff come around with his big old cowboy hat on this hot day.
Yeah, he got his Stetson on. That Barney 5 to the right.
First pitch here by Kutosh is going to be outside for Modis, 1-0.
Go get you one, little Isaac. Come on now.
And this is going to be a grounder right past the pitcher, but does not get past the second baseman, Ramirez. Modis tries to beat out the throw to first, but Ramirez gets it there in time to Henry Vincic. And that's going to be the first out of the inning for the Bulldogs. One out on the board. Back to the top of the lineup, Tyler Witt up. And Tyler Witt, his last time out, had a very solid single to start things off today. And now he also scored a run that he was driven in by Ryder Biggs on his RBI double.
I see a double right here.
A little double of his own is what Daryl Kiki is predicting. Let's see what he's going to give us. He's going to take first one outside for a ball, 1-0.
Come on, Tyler.
And this one in the dirt, 2-0. And we spoke to Tyler Witt yesterday in the post game, and he said that he was going to remain focused all through the night and ready this morning. I'm sure he was chomping at the bit to get out on this field today, and he made good use of that with a leadoff single to start the game and looking to build on that here because yesterday he had four straight singles to start the game in his first four at-bats. So looking to continue the streak. Ump is going to say that is not a ball, and we're going to get some protests here. That is not a strike, and we're going to get some protests here from the Flatonia crowd, which we got plenty of yesterday. That's going to be 3-0.
Have to get that Velveeta out early today, Miami, with all that wine.
And he's going to catch it. He's going to catch it here on the top of the strike zone, 3-1.
Took you a little while to catch that one, huh?
I know. I caught it.
All right, Tyler, give me one here, buddy.
3-1 here.
Atta, baby.
And that one is going to catch that knee-high outside corner. And just the opposite there from the Flatonia crowd. They're going to cheer for that one. And Tyler Witt's got to go get his bat because he disagreed with that one. And, you know, you just had that cheese and wine reference.
Now I got to eat some pepper jack.
But, you know, what concerns me most about that is you eat Velveeta with your wine?
Yeah, little Velveeta.
On that next pitch is going to be a ground ball to the second baseman Ramirez, who flips it over to Henry Vincic in first base for the Bulldogs, and going to throw out Tyler Witt for the second out. So after Tyler Witt thought he had himself a walk, he's going to get thrown out at first base for the second out of the inning.
All right, little tosser, let's go with two. Don't want to be satisfied with three runs.
So after four to three throwouts, here is Tosta. He's going to take the first one for a ball. Last time out, Logan Tosta had a sacrifice squeeze bunt that got Tyler Witt to second base, and then Tyler Witt was able to score off of that. This one well low, almost in the dirt, 2-0. On the fastball there by Kutosh.
Let's go, little T.
So 2-0 here. Kutosh is going to make it 3-0 as Logan Tosta is going to find himself way ahead of the count now. And one thing that has really impressed me about Logan Tosta as a young man is he's always willing to make the play that the team needs, not worried about personal accolades, and a true team player.
He does his job in the two hole. Your job is to sacrifice bunt when you're up there. You got to give yourself up.
Here's a 3-0 pitch. That one going to be left over the plate. Tosso's going to take it the whole way, and Kutosh gets it right over there, 3-1.
Let's get on there, little man.
So with two outs, 3-1 pitch, here comes.
Hustle
oh, almost
there.
Hits Tosta. Oh, it did hit him. Hit him in the helmet, and he's going to get on first base with a hit-by-pitch. Kind of grazed him there, but a graze is a hit. Am I right, Daryl?
That's it. He kind of hard-headed like his daddy like that, and, you know, so that didn't hurt him. All right, Biggs, come on, let's go with two. Little cap might be taking off here.
So with two outs, here comes Ryder Biggs. His last time out had a huge RBI single to drive in Tyler Witt. This was going to be outside 1-0. And speaking of the Tostas, shout out to Big Tosta. Got me a nice mango popsicle earlier. I got to appreciate that with this heat.
Made you feel like you're back in Miami with that orange popsicle, didn't it?
You sure did. 1-0, here's the next pitch, and foul to the left side. 1-1.
Let's go, Ryder. This cat will not go to right field with it. He tries to pull everything. But that's okay. 9 out of 10 times he's going to get us a hit, so let's go on and get another one.
You saw last time it got us a double, an RBI double that was a beauty down the third baseline. Out goes Tosta trying to steal. He's going to do just that. Safe at second with a steal. Great jump there. And like you mentioned earlier, this Zimmerman kid at catcher, he's a great young man, super talented, rifles one over to second base. It was just a hair high, but you see the talent from him.
Yes, he got a gun back there. He just left it up. But that was, you're right, a good jump by Tosta. And now he's right there in scoring position for Biggs.
1-2, Ryder Biggs going to put one right
back
down the third base line.
Back up, go, Tosta. Hey, hey.
And after the throw to first, then he goes, and that's going to put Tosta on third. So Udi Manzano had a little bit of a fumble there over in third base. And as he throws it to first base, Tosta almost got caught in a rundown situation, but heads up base running there, able to see the throw go to first, and he jogs on over to third base. And the throw to first wasn't in time, so with two outs, that's now runners on the corners. And look who it is up to bat, Ruben Rodriguez.
We're going to courtesy run Simak for Little Biggs.
So here comes number two, Simak. He's going to be on first base. On third base stays Tosta. And there you go. Biggs, and, you know, not exactly a hit, but a hit with enough power to force an error from the third baseman there.
Yeah, when he booted that, he had no chance of throwing him out at first. His best chance would have been to get
tossed in a
tossed in that rundown.
Yeah, that would have been the correct decision.
I am totally proud of that dude for trying to throw it to first.
So Ruben Rodriguez comes up after the error, and like you mentioned, twofold error there.
Come on, Ruben.
A physical error on the throw and a mental error not going for Tosta instead of first base.
Get you another base hit here.
So two outs, here is Ruben Rodriguez, runners on the corners. First pitch is going to be too far inside. Jeers from the Flatonia crowd on that one.
Go get him, Ruben.
As the Flatonia side of these bleachers has really filled up here today. 1-0 now. Here's the next pitch. That one's going to be too far down and downstairs. 2-0.
All right, he got to come dead red right here for you, Ruben. Drive this baby in a gap.
2-0. Ruben Rodriguez with runners on the corners. He's in prime position to put some more runs up on the board. It's 3-0 so far, Burton Panthers. But Kutosh is going to come right back with a strike, puts it on that knee-high outside corner. Looked like Ruben was going to take that the whole way. You'd like to see that more on a 3-0 count, but on a 2-0, I suppose it's acceptable as well. Definitely had one to swing on there. Next one for Ruben Rodriguez is going to be low. Off goes.
Come on.
Tosta is going to get hit in the leg on the pickoff at third. And
that saved them a run.
And Simank is going to steal second. So as Simank went to second, Zimmerman hesitated throwing the second, then sees Tosta off the bag at third, tries to get it into Udi Manzano at third, but hits Tosta in the leg. And honestly, I don't know if Udi Manzano was ready for it. That may have been a run for the Panthers if it did not hit Tosta in the leg.
I'm just telling you, that might have been two runs because Simak can run.
So 3-1.
That's going to fall. Come on, Tymac.
Fly ball.
Come on.
Perfect. Glove of Yandel Montoya in left field. That's going to score two runs on a two RBI double for Ruben Rodriguez. And we just mentioned when he was coming up to the plate, this is a dangerous hitter. That's why he's in that leadoff. He's in that cleanup spot, and he does just that. Cleans up the bases with runners on first and third, clears them off, and puts himself at second.
But the speed of Simak to score, I know it's two outs and you break at the contact, but that was a very shallow single to left, and Simak was picking him up and putting him down.
Beautiful two RBI double by Ruben Rodriguez there. This pitch is going to be down low from Kutosh.
Pitch is a little angry. Okay, that a boy, Blue.
So there's a 5-0. Yeah. Oh, out comes the umpire to have a talk with the pitcher. Somebody he didn't like in the attitude of the pitcher there.
Yeah, you never do yourself a favor by trying to show up the umpire and stuff. And
a little yelling at the umpire there going on.
Yeah, a little reading the lips. Jaeger's due right here. Coach is coming to defend his player, which
well,
he should.
I'm not sure what there is to defend because there was nothing wrong, whether it was a ball or not. The problem was on the previous pitch where Ruben Rodriguez took it yard to for a double, a two RBI double. That's where the real damage was done.
All right, Jaeger.
So 1-0 now, two outs, and the Panthers now up 5-0 on the Flatonia Bulldogs. They have a runner in scoring position. That's Ruben Rodriguez over in second.
Come on, Jaeger.
And here's the lefty, Eli Jaeger, against the righty, Kutosh, and that was going to be fouled right side.
You can do it, Eli. Base hit scores Ruben easy.
So Jaeger's last time out, thrown out 4-3, looking to get on base here. Here it is.
Nope.
That one's going to make it 1-1. Oh, 2-1, I apologize. So now 2-1 to Jaeger with two outs and a runner on second. Opportunity to cause some more damage, already leading by 5-0. Let's see what Kutosh on the mound is going to give him. And that one's going to be a foul ball right back into the netting. So now 2-2. That evens up the count.
Come on, Jaeger. You can do it. Them hands back and drive it.
Two balls, two strikes, two outs, and a runner on second for the Panthers. Eli Jaeger up to bat. Kutosh lows up. Here's the pitch. And Jaeger kind of chases one there. It makes contact for a foul ball down the left side.
He didn't want to go down looking. That was a little outside, but hey, I'd rather you hack.
I couldn't agree more. Better to go down swinging than to get caught looking, am I right?
Yeah, 100%.
So that stays 2-2 with two outs and a runner on second. Here's the pitch from Kutosh, and this one is going to be low on in that strike zone, and that's going to get some cheers from the Flatonia crowd. That's going to retire the side, but not before the Burton Panthers were able to put up another two runs on the board, and that came off a two RBI double by Ruben Rodriguez. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors for the top of the third inning.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
Playoff season is here, and Quality Glass is proud to stand behind the Burton Panther baseball team. Just like the Burton Panthers, Quality Glass plays to win, offering expert automotive glass services with speed, skill, and precision. From windshields to back glass and everything in between, they get the job done right the first time.
let the pros at Quality Glass knock it out of the park. They're a hometown favorite for a reason. Here's to a strong playoff run. Go get them, Panthers. Quality Glass, where quality is more than a name.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs? Tielemann Construction and Stegan Tielemann Plumbing have been serving this community for over 64 and 47 years, respectively. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Tielemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Tielemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Burton Panthers in the playoffs.
To Bastrop, where it is the 2A regional semifinal final game, game three, with the series tied 1-1, and the Burton Panthers are leading the Flatonia Bulldogs 5-0 as we get ready for the top of the third inning. And after two three down innings, the Burton Panthers are going to be looking to make it a third on a hot start so far. And here comes the Burton Panthers, and the cheers that you hear there are actually because I think Coach Brune kind of just got into it with the umpire there, and the Flatonia crowd is loving it as they have had some objections, if you will, for the umpire. But
that's it.
Right on the very first one, looks like Flatonia is going to get the last lap on that one as Ramirez puts a line drive into left field, and that's going to end the 3-0-3 down bid for the Panthers. And up comes Kessler to the mound, to the plate to bat. He started off as the pitcher, but after only two-thirds of an inning, got moved over to shortstop for Kutosh to come in on the mound.
All right, let's get an out here, guys.
So after the single by Ramirez, Biggs is going to get it over to...
Get him! Tag him!
Kessler.
Tag him! That up, baby.
And swings it over to second
base. Double play.
Tyler Wynn, shortstop, able to grab the ball, tags Ramirez as he gets caught in a force-out situation.
You're out over here too, buddy.
In a force-out situation, and that should be a double play.
Did Yeager miss the bat? You're out. You're out. That up, baby.
And we're going to get a clarification here from the umpire, but it definitely should be a double play here as the runner was going to first. That's exactly what it's going to be as the as Kessler's going to step off of first base and go to his dugout, because that's a double play, sir.
Yeah, Yeager stepped on the bag, and then we had to tag him at second, which we did.
Well, it looks like I spoke too soon. Even though it was a single, after the double play, they can still make a 3-up, 3-down here, Darryl.
Right here.
First pitch outside, and that's to number four, Kaysen Perez.
Keep throwing there, little Biggs. Atta baby.
Next one's going to be in that strike zone. Beautiful pitch there by Ryder Biggs, 1-1. And this one's going to be a ground ball, but Tosta's good to it. Gets the ball, flips it over to first base, and that's going to be an out at first. Beautiful throw by Tosta on the fadeaway throw. I mean, he came across there, grabbed the ball, and as he was falling away, flings it over to first base. And just like that, we thought the 3-up, 3-down bid was over, but it ends up being the third 3-up, 3-down inning for the Burton Panthers, and they are on a roll as we go into the bottom of the third inning. We'll be back with that after a word from our sponsors.
Buying or selling real estate is one of the largest financial decisions most people have to make. To help you make the right decision, you want a knowledgeable, experienced, and licensed realtor as your partner. This is Susan Keel, owner of Market Realty, Inc. Any agent can open a lockbox or show property, and it doesn't take much skill to sell property when the market is strong. My team at Market Realty will get you the best price under any market conditions, because we have more licenses and experience than any other company in the area. With offices in Brenham, Burton, Somerville, and Palacios, Market Realty's team includes brokers, agents, general certified appraiser, tax consultant, and auctioneer.
Hello, this is Roger Chambers.
Hi, this is Gabriel Means.
Hi, this is Diane Horseman.
Hi, this is Cooper Raley.
Hello, this is Donna Hobbs.
Hi, this is Cheryl Stork.
Hi, this is Cassie Heron.
Hi, this is Jessica Flores.
When you're ready to buy or sell real estate, trust the team at Market Realty. You can find us online at marketrealty.com or on Facebook.
Kenjura Tile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenjura Tile has been owned and operated by the Kenjura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff of Kenjura Tile congratulate the Burton Panther baseball team on a great season and wish them good luck during the playoffs. Kenjura Tile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Burton High School. Go Panthers all the way to state.
All right, as we get started here for the bottom of the third inning, it's time for the Burton Panthers to bat, and they're up 5-0. We just witnessed a beautiful play by Logan Tosta with an acrobatic throw to end the previous inning, and here is the batter for the Burton Panthers. It's going to be Braden Martin. Braden Martin, his last time out, had a beautiful single. Looking to build on that performance. First one outside, 1-0. Next one's going to be down low, 2-0.
Need you on, Braden.
And Kutosh is going to get settled in, going to powder his hand, if you would. With all this humidity and heat, making sure nothing's going to be too slippery. 2-0. And he is going to catch that knee-high outside corner to get some claps from the Flatonia crowd. 2-1.
Take that pitch to right again, Braden. Too far out.
This one too far out. That's going to make it 3-1 to Braden Martin. Here's a 3-1 pitch from Kutosh. Beautiful breaking ball there on that knee-high outside corner. That's going to fill up the count on Martin. And you see Martin looking at Coach Thaler. Knew he had one there to swing at. Not looking there, but nonetheless still alive. 3-2.
You got it, Braden, right here, buddy.
Here's a full count pitch from Kutosh. That one's going to be down low, and Braden Martin just needed to be patient there. Takes his base on the walk. And up comes one of the seniors on this team, Brady Griffin, number 12, right-handed batter. And we're going to get a courtesy runner there. It looks like it is number 6, Coy Gurka.
All right, Brady.
He's going to come in for Martin and Brady Griffin at the plate.
Gurka has tremendous speed.
Kutosh going to take a peek at Gurka, and he's going to go there on the attempted pickoff, but Gurka, with that speed, going to go base. And you saw a little bit of a tap there on the head from the Henry Vincent, the first baseman. Maybe I think the Bulldogs starting to show a little frustration here. We saw it earlier by the pitcher, now maybe a little bit by the first baseman.
Come on, Brady.
And Brady Griffin, his last time out, also had a single. Looking to continue that. And that one's going to be on the outside corner of the strike zone, 1-1. Oh, no. Umpire said outside, 1-0.
Let him know if it's in there, Brady.
1-0, low and away, 2-0.
You got to come fat here, Brady. Rip him.
So 2-0 here to Brady Griffin. Looking to make something happen for the Panthers here. No outs on the board and a runner on first. That one's going to be low and away for 3-0 now.
Take this pitch, Brady.
So now Brady Griffin finds himself in a beautiful position here. As far ahead as you can be, 3-0. See, we're going to get another walk here, but no. Good job by Kutosh there. Puts a fastball in that knee-high outside corner.
You got to throw you another one if you don't like it.
I'll tell you what, when Kutaj is able to get it on that outside corner, he's got some solid stuff. So 3-1. Here comes Kutaj again.
Hit him.
And he's not going to do that. He's going to hit Brady Griffin on the foot there. So that he's going to take his back, call it a walk or a hit by pitch. It's going to be a base for Brady Griffin, keeping his on-base percentage perfect, just like Braden Martin did a second ago.
Don't be shocked here if we don't see Hody have to bunt. He needs to lay this ball down.
We're going to go ahead and call that one a walk since he had three balls on there.
Hey, it's Houston Hody.
We know. A little interjection for a correction up here on the Houston Hody name. We are aware. This one low and away to Houston Hody. So that's going to make it 2-0 now.
Bunt a strike here. Houston, bunt a strike. Put it to the board third. That first baseman's crashing. Ball three.
And that's going to be 3-0 to Houston Hody.
Show that bunt again. He's struggling with it.
Darryl, check this out. That is the third 3-0 count in a row now.
He's thrown quite a bit of pitches again. I think he kind of got in that groove the other night, last night when he came in.
Well, Kutaj was not in. You mean the first game one?
Yeah.
Yeah, gotcha. Hody shows bunt, but he's going to take it in the strike zone there, knee high.
Now you do your job right here. Put it down.
Yeah, 3-1. He's going to get something to swing at. See if Kutaj can give him something. He's going to show bunt.
Ball four. Ooh.
Ooh, and on that knee-high outside corner, Kutaj able to get Hody looking.
Hey, you got a battle now.
Catches him looking there. Full count now. 3-2. Here's the pitch. And a swing and a miss there by Houston Hody. It's going to be another strikeout. And that is Kutaj's third strikeout of the game, his second on Hody.
Hey, come on, Isaac.
Up next is going to be Isaac Modis.
Clutch up. You got to pick him up now.
First pitch to Isaac Modis. He's going to put
get down there,
line
Isaac.
Drive chopper over to second base. Who's able to? That's Ramirez over in second base, able to turn it in for a double play. So with the Burton Panthers there, there's their first scoreless inning of the game here in the top and the bottom of the third, and it's going to stay 5-0 as they strand two runners in that inning. And we'll be back with the top of the fourth after a word from our sponsors.
Whether it's in school, sports, business, or life, it's all about teamwork. Our local teams work hard to represent our community. As your local community bank, we work hard to earn your business. Banking local enables us to continue supporting local teams, schools, organizations, and charities. Thank you for your business. We're proud to continue to support the Burton Panthers. Citizen State Bank, local banking for the community we call home. Member FDIC. Go Panthers.
Insurance, it can be confusing. Have you ever tried to figure out what your insurance policy covers? Or if your policy has gaps or limitations in coverage? Dahman & Associates in Brenham can help answer your questions. With more than 250 years of combined insurance experience, the staff at Dahman & Associates can guide you through the coverage you have and suggest what you might need. For experienced answers, contact Dahman & Associates, your local Germania insurance agent at 310 South Bluebell Road in Brenham.
You've always dreamed of building a Bartominium on your farm or ranch. Well, now's the time to call DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham. Need a new barn or horse arena? DDM Custom Metal Buildings can help. From storage buildings and workshops to homes and office buildings, DDM has been fabricating metal building components for more than a quarter century. Their staff has the experience to walk you through the entire process, from design to construction. Stop dreaming and start building today by talking with the folks at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham. Or visit ddmbuildings.com.
All right, so after the bottom of the third inning was ended by a double play by the Bulldogs, they held the Burton Panthers scoreless in that inning, and now we're with a 5-0 lead for the Panthers. Here is Zimmerman up to bat for the Bulldogs. Back to the top of the order.
It's a good spot, Biggs. Stay right there.
And
come on, Jaeger.
Popped up left field.
That's going to
fall. And that's going to fall into left field. And that's going to be a double for Zimmerman as he goes around. That's a stand-up double to lead things off here for Zimmerman.
Nothing you could do about that one. He just went with that outside pitch to left field.
That's exactly right. And the Flatonia crowd is starting to get some wind in their sails here, if you will.
So,
you got to think whether that wind maybe kept that one fair. It was pretty close to that left field line, and you see the wind, well, a second ago was going straight from left to right field. We're getting about 16-mile-per-hour wind gusts out here.
Hey, get in out here, guys.
And this one's going to be a hard line drive chopper, a one hopper to Tyler Witt from Titan Targosh. Tyler Witt easily collects it and puts an accurate throw to Eli Jaeger at first base, and that's going to be the first out of the inning, but that is going to get Zimmerman to third base. So now runner on third, up comes Henry Vincic, right-handed batter for the Bulldogs.
All right, I'll take that out right there.
I sure will. So after a leadoff double from Zimmerman, out goes Targosh, and here's Vincic. He's going to take this one down low for a ball.
Get you another out here, guys.
And the Flatonia crowd looking for some juice here. Yep. Outside on this one, 2-0.
We'll give up a run for an out.
So 2-0 is the count here. Ryder Biggs throwing to Vincic, and he's going to catch that knee-high outside corner. Great job there by Ryder Biggs. And Ryder Biggs has come out and done his job well so far today. Here's a 2-1 pitch from Biggs, and does so again. This time on that knee-high inside corner, showing a little versatility there, does Ryder Biggs. 2-2.
Now this batter's wondering, where is he going to go? I'd bust him right back inside.
And this is going to be a ground ball right past the pitcher, but not past Tosta, who picks it up and slings it to Eli Jaeger. That's two outs with a runner on third. Great job by the Burton Panther defense, bending but not breaking here. Oh, he scored. I apologize. So that is a score for the Bulldogs as Zimmerman comes in on that fair ball, but fielder's choice to first allows him to score at home. So 5-1.
Atta boy, Biggs. Good job.
And on the very next at bat, they did allow one run there to Zimmerman, but they're able to get out of the inning with minimal damage. 5-1 in favor of the Bulldogs, in favor of the Panthers, and we'll be back with the bottom of the fourth inning after a word from our sponsors.
Burton Meat Processing specializes in quality meats for your freezer. Bring your animal into Burton Meat Processing for slaughter and processing. Cut and wrap to your specifications. They process calves, pigs, and deer. Call them at 289-4022 to order meat processing. They also have fresh and smoked sausage and bacon available for sale. That's 289-4022 for Burton Meat Processing. 1120 Navasota Street in Burton. Open Monday through Friday from 7:30 to 4:30 and Saturday from 8 till noon.
Sendero Arbor Care is thrilled to congratulate the Burton Panthers baseball team and their dedicated coaches on an incredible achievement, making it to the playoffs. At Sendero Arbor Care, they specialize in providing professional tree care services to keep trees on both residential and commercial properties healthy. If you need expert tree care at your home or business, call 979-836-4517. They're dedicated to serving the community with hard work and integrity, ensuring that your trees and property are in excellent hands. Call Sendero Arbor Care today for the health of your trees and property.
Hody Farms in Burton is a proud supporter of the Panthers baseball and Lady Panthers softball teams as they head into the playoffs. A special shout out to their own, Natalie and Houston. Your family is so proud of you both. For your next show pigs, for 4-H or FFA projects, give Hody Farms in Burton a call. 979-251-4718. Good luck in the playoffs. Go Big Red, all the way to state.
All right, back here for the bottom of the fourth inning. The Bulldogs were able to get a run back there. It's now 5-1 in favor of the Panthers, and lead things off is going to be back to the top of the lineup with Tyler Witt. And last time out, Tyler Witt was thrown out 4-3, but already has a single and a run in this game.
We need to have an inning right here.
Leading off, number 11, Tyler Witt.
You do realize if we get six runs, we just got to get three outs, don't you?
Oh, I do understand. And, of course, Darryl talking about a 10-run rule. Never compromising in his requests.
Come on, T. Witt. Let's go, buddy.
But here's Tyler Witt. First things first. Up high from Kutaj, 1-0.
Hit your pitch here. Hit it hard. Boy.
Next is going to be down low, 2-0.
Way ahead, Witt. He's got to come fat to you now. Rip him. Up.
And up high again. 3-0 now. Tyler Witt going to jump ahead of this count.
Need you on, buddy. Atta boy. Now you rip him.
So 3-1 here. Good strike there by Kutaj. Try to fight back in this at-bat. And he's going to leave the next one downstairs for a walk to Tyler Witt.
Batting next, number 4, Logan.
Perfect start. Uh-oh, looks like we're done.
And out comes Coach Bruin to the mound again. Let's see if we're going to get another pitching change or just a conference. I think,
yep.
Judging by the way Coach Bruin is in calling things, it's going to be a pitching change. Look, as you see, Kutaj is going to drop the ball. Clearly frustrated.
That a boy, Coach.
Coach tells him to pick that back up. And he's going to have a conversation with him. We're going to wait to get confirmation and see if it's going to be a pitching change or not.
Like
sure looked like it with Kutaj dropping the ball.
I believe they're going to that number 12. Wasn't that the one that threw really slow?
That's Henry Vincic, the first baseman for the Bulldogs. And off's going to come Udi Manzano making his way to the dugout.
Thank you. We'll go on.
Yeah, and as we get an idea of what the decision is going to be from Coach Bruin, would not be surprised with a pitching change here. We're going to cut to a short break to give them a chance to make their decision. We'll be back after a word from our sponsors.
Is your auto looking dull no matter how much you wax it? And those scratches on the side, are they too much to bear? Head to Brenham Collision Center, the Spies Hecker Certified Paint and Body Shop in Brenham, for fast quality service and original manufacturer's parts to return your vehicle to looking like it did when you first drove it off the dealership lot. Brenham Collision Center at 810 West Main in Brenham, offering lifetime warranties. They're committed to quality. Congratulations to the Burton Panthers on a winning season, and good luck in the playoffs.
I'm Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
Excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy, handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
What's the biggest myth about interscholastic performing arts? That you have to be the most talented or experienced to participate. The truth is, anyone can be a part of their school's performing arts. There are countless opportunities for students to participate, from theater, choir, and band, to speech and debate. The bottom line? If you want to perform, there's a place for you.
This message presented by the NFHS and the UIL.
So as we come back, we have come to a decision here to ask Coach Bruin for how he's going to change his lineup. It's going to be number two, Zimmerman, who was originally the catcher for this team. We saw him pitch early yesterday. He's going to make his way to the mound. First baseman Vincic is going to make his way to the catcher position. And Udi Manzano is going to go from third to first. Now, the one question is, who's going to be at third? And
number
that's going to be number seven, Cullen Kutosh. And those are the changes that have been made, and we'll give Zimmerman a chance to warm up here. But in the meantime, we're getting some cheers from the crowd here. Looks like they want him to start playing ball again. But we're going to give Coach Bruin all the time in the world that he needs, get his boys ready, because at the end of the day, we just want ourselves a clean ball game. Ain't that right, Daryl?
A W.
A W is all Daryl wants. Any way he wants it. Clean or ugly.
And I'm going to call it right now. First pitch, we're going to steal. We're not going to bunt toss to till Witt gets on second.
Well, you heard it there. It's tossed up to bat after Tyler Witt. And Witt is going to go steal second, and he's going to get there. And you can see there that Zimmerman is not in the catching position, as that is a throw he's been making today. But Vincic may be a little rusty in that catcher position. Not able to make the throw, and Tyler Witt easily steals second base.
Now you get him, Tosta. Let's go, buddy. Atta boy.
And this is going to be down low, 2-0.
They keeping the third baseman back. You got to pull it to third now, Tosta. Atta boy, ball three.
So now Tosta, well out of the count, 3-0.
Show that bunt. Show it again and pull it back.
Zimmerman's going to take a look back at second, and he's going to put an inside pitch to Tosta, and it's going to come off the handle of Tosta's bat.
Let's go four. You can do this.
So that's going to make it 3-1 now, and he's going to show bunt again. He's
nice
going to drop one right in front of the pitcher. Pitcher's going to hesitate, get it over to first. He's going to get it in time, but before that, Tyler Witt gets over to third base, so does his job with a sacrifice squeeze there. So Tosta with another sacrifice squeeze.
All right, Ryder, let's go now. Infield's in, just drive one past him.
With one out, Ryder Biggs going to foul this one right side. He does have a runner on third. That's Tyler Witt looking to score another run here. And Tyler Witt has some speed over there in third. But nonetheless, 0-1 here to Biggs. It's going to be outside 1-1.
Come on, little Biggs. We need a hit here. Get that run back.
And a swing and a miss there by Ryder Biggs. Oh, it looks like he did get a piece of it as it goes under the catcher for a foul ball, 1-2.
He You're battling now, Biggs. Let's go.
And
gotta have you.
Ryder Biggs swinging big there. Unfortunately, does miss big, but good effort there. Now it's going to make it 1-2 with one out here and a runner on third. And he's going to put this one foul right side over the fence. It's going to go out into the parking lot or into the road.
Keep battling three. Come on.
1-2 it stays. Up high this time, 2-2. It's going to even it up here for Biggs.
Come on, three.
Only one out. He's got a runner on third. Prime position to get a run in here, but he's going to swing and miss, and doesn't get a piece of it this time.
Yeah, he fouled that.
Oh, he did foul it. Okay.
Yeah.
I thought I heard the bat there. Yeah. That's exactly what we heard was a clip of the bat.
I believe he got a piece of the catcher, too. Blues giving him a little bit of time.
Saw a couple times yesterday that happened to Braden Martin. Oh, this time it's Vincic of the Bulldogs, and umpire is going to give him a chance to collect himself. You know that hurts when you get hit by that bat or that ball.
Come on, three. You got to win this battle.
2-2 count. Here's the pitch, and that one a curveball that comes back inside, but stays too far inside, and that's going to be 3-2.
Come on, Ryder, you got a battle.
Full count here to Ryder Biggs. And it's going to be a ball and a walk to Ryder Biggs, and that's going to get the ire of the Flatonia crowd, as they did not like that call. But on the opposite side, the Burton crowd likes it and will take it. That puts Ryder Biggs over on first base. He's going to get a courtesy runner, number two, Simak. And that leaves runners on the corners. That's Simak on first and Tyler Witt on third. And who comes up? That is Ruben Rodriguez, who has been a clutch hitter all year. Let's see if he can come out and create some more plays here for the Burton Panthers.
Keep him alert over there, Big Smith. We're going to run.
And you see, Ruben Rodriguez does have a nice swing on him, doesn't he, Darryl?
Yes, sir. I want to get this run the second, and then we're going to get a two-run single instead of just a single.
So after the walk to Ryder Biggs, it's an excellent situation here for the Burton Panthers. They have runners on the corners and only one out on the board. And their cleanup hitter, Ruben Rodriguez, up to bat. And on this strike, it's going to be a steal attempt by Simak. And he's going to get into second base standing up because Vincic dropped the ball.
All right, Ruben, let's go now, buddy. Base hit, place two.
That's a steal for Simak, and now that puts runners on second and third. Two in scoring position for Ruben Rodriguez. This is going to be popped
up. It's going to fall in
there. Right field, but too much air under it. It's not going to be able to fall in there, and that's going to be another out. That's two outs on the board. With runners in second and third, it's now up to Eli Yeager to try to make something happen here.
Thought he had a shot there, but right fielder's playing. Look how shallow he's playing.
Just a little too much air under it there.
Yeah.
It was kind of a blooper over in the right field, but just a little bit too high of a blooper. But like you mentioned, they are cheating inside on that outfield.
Playing really shallow. Eli, you're due. Come on, man. Pick these two up.
Playing super shallow in outfield. The first one's going to be up top. 1-0. Use Eli Yeager, 1-0 count. This one inside again, 2-0.
Come on, Eli, hit this hard. Barrel up one of them.
Well, Eli Yeager's last hasn't gone on base yet. I know he'll be looking to change that. Here's the 2-0.
There it is, that a boy.
Right on cue. Right on cue, he's going to put it in right field, and that's going to score Tyler Witt as
nice
well as
job.
Simak. That's going to be a two RBI single from Eli Yeager. And right on cue, just as we were mentioning that he hadn't gotten on base, he does so in a big way with two RBIs on the single. Great job there by Eli Yeager to increase this lead for the Burton Panthers. That's now 7-1 in favor of the Panthers.
Nice job of hitting there by Eli.
Beautiful, beautiful hit there.
Come on, Braden, follow him up.
So now with Eli Yeager on first after the two RBI single, up comes Braden Martin.
Hit him.
And he gets hit by pitch, and that's going to keep his on-base percentage perfect. And Braden Martin, a player that we were possibly concerned about from yesterday, you know, he took a couple of bumps. It looked like he came up injured a couple of times. But so far, so good today. He has had a single to start things off, followed by a walk, and now a hit by pitch. Perfect on base percentage for him.
Got Gurka running at first.
That is Gurka coming in for a courtesy runner for Braden Martin. And Brady Griffin up to bat. Brady Griffin, almost identical to what Braden Martin has done, a single and a walk as well.
Get you another hit.
Let's see if he can, it'd be pretty funny coincidence if it's a hit by pitch to match Braden Martin. Takes the first one outside it's in the strike zone, knee high outside corner, 0-1.
You need a base hit right here, Brady.
And a swing and a miss there by Brady Griffin. 0-2.
He got a battle now, 12 battle.
And going back to that comment, not that we want him to get hit by a pitch, right? We never want anybody to get hit by a pitch, but it would be a funny coincidence considering Braden Martin just did, and they have the exact same stat line so far. And a chopper that's going to come off the glove of Zimmerman, but it comes off nicely as it stays in his path, and he's able to scoop it back up and get the out at first. So that's going to be three outs and retire the Burton Panthers side, but not before they were able to put another two runs up on the board. That now makes it 7-1 the advantage for the Burton Panthers, and we'll be back with the top of the fifth inning with a huge lead for the Burton Panthers after a word from our sponsors.
Do you have a home, farm, or ranch project you like to take on? Maybe you need to add a pipe fence or a storage building or barn. No matter what project you have in mind, DDM Pipe and Seal in Brenham can help. DDM Pipe and Seal has a huge inventory so they can supply the pipe, angle iron, tubing, flat plate, roll-up doors, metal building components, and even welding supplies. Their staff will make sure you leave with everything you might need for that project. Get started by visiting them online at ddmbuildings.com or stop by and speak with a friendly folks at DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
J&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, Go Panthers!
Back here to Bastrop, where the Burton Panthers have jumped up to a big 7-1 lead against the Flatonia Bulldogs. And up to and leading things off here in the bottom of in the top of the fifth inning for the Bulldogs is going to be Udi Manzano. Udi Manzano struck out his last time out. He's going to foul this one right side for an 0 to start off the count at 0-2. Ryder Biggs finds himself ahead here.
Finish him up here, Biggs. Finish him up, buddy.
And this is going to be fouled back. Come on, So still 0-2 to Manzano. And a hit by pitch there from Ryder Biggs with an 0-2 count. That's not what you want to see. A good opportunity to get a strikeout to start the inning, but instead, unfortunately, catches Udi Manzano, big number 20, with a pitch, and that's going to put him on base to lead things off with a hit by pitch. And a great stat here for Ryder Biggs. He's only had two hits allowed so far today and only one run. I'd say he's out there looking like a pitcher today, isn't he, Darryl?
Yes, sir. Lee Martin's he's cramping up a little bit.
Yeah, like we mentioned yesterday, Braden Martin was cause for concern as he got banged up quite a bit yesterday. I believe it was a ball off the thumb, a ball off the groin, and I can only imagine that just will make you wake up sore the next day. It always hurts the next day a little bit more, doesn't it?
Too young, though. No. You don't ever rub it. Did I say that?
I think you did say that. But nonetheless, young or not, that's going to be he's dealing with some soreness out there, and it looks like some cramping now. But he's going to shake it off, and he's going to get back in his position. And we're going to keep going here with the next at-bat. Next batter up is Yandel Manzano against Ryder Biggs here. Righty on righty action. Yandel, his last time out, was thrown out 4-3, and this pitch is going to get away from Ryder Biggs on a wild pitch there. And advancing is Udi Manzano, waiting to see if his brother can advance him even further. As Yandel Manzano at the plate, as they bat back to back, and we're going to get a conference here at the mound. Coach Thaler didn't like that pitch from Biggs, and you see Biggs bowing his head. He knows he could have done better on that one.
He's checking with him, you know.
He's going to give him a little fist bump there.
He's just encouraging him, and, you know, you don't know how many. He doesn't pitch as regular as Yeager and Witt. So, you know, here we are in the fifth already. He's thrown quite a few pitches, so. Taylor's going to keep a close eye. Don't want to let them get out of hand.
Yeah, Coach Taylor told him nothing but positive things as I look out of him over there. He is all smiles and still looks confident as ever. He is a confident young man, as we saw yesterday during the post-game interviews, and I'm sure Coach Taylor just wanted to remind him of that. And after that reminder, here we go again. First pitch after that is going to be in a low ball, 2-0. Runner in scoring position is Udi Manzano over in second base after the wild pitch. 2-0 count here to Yandel Manzano. Yandel Manzano, his last time out, was thrown out 4-3.
All right, little big. Focus right here, buddy.
Here's a 2-0 count. And that pitch outside by Biggs. That one's going to make it 3-0. Biggs going to find himself well behind here.
You can do it here. Come on now.
And again, down low, that's four pitches, four balls by Ryder Biggs. And maybe just wanted to get that batter out of the way, start fresh here with Ramirez. But nonetheless, that's another walk there by Ryder Biggs. Technically a hit by pitch to lead things off, and then a walk to Manzano. So he puts both Manzano brothers on base. And here is Ramirez. That's Diego Ramirez, left-handed batter for the Bulldogs.
Help yourself with a double play right here.
Ryder Biggs is going to fake the pickoff there. Back to second. But does not release the ball. So back to the mound he goes. And he's going to take a peek at second, but he's going to wind up this time. Here's the pitch.
He's getting a little tired. He's pushing the ball.
And that hit Martin again. Martin goes down. Something he's not liking how it feels out there. And you got to wonder whether Coach Taylor's starting to think that about the health of Braden Martin here. He's shaken up again. And Coach Bruin is going to have a talk with his batter here. That's Ramirez. As the umpire is going to give Braden Martin a chance to shake it off. Looks like he got hit right there around the hip. Right on the right hip there. Umpire's going to come up and check up. And it's all smiles and laughs from the umpire, so it looks like nothing too serious from Braden Martin. Probably just got hit in the area you never got want to get hit in, and we'll keep it going. So 1-0 here. Here's pitch Ryder Biggs to Ramirez, and not going to catch that knee-high outside corner, so that's going to make it 2-0 now. And unfortunately, that's now six balls in a row here from Ryder.
Come on, Ryder, you got a bow up here. Throw that ground ball.
7-1 ball game in favor of the Panthers, but you want to see the Panthers keep their foot on the gas. See if Ryder Biggs can get back in the strike zone. He does exactly that. Knee high on that inside corner. That's going to make it 2-1.
Come on, Brady. You can do this.
So with the 2-1 count, here's the pitch. And that one's going to be a grounder right to Ryder Biggs. And Biggs going to make a smart decision. Goes to third instead of first and cuts off Udi Manzano. Gets it to Hody. And Hody able to make the tag for the second out. Great play there by Houston Hody. So smart play by Ryder Biggs. Houston Hody makes the tag. And now we got runners on first and second. And actually, that was the first out of the inning. So up comes Kessler with one out and runners on first and second. The important thing is that there is no runner on third, so it's going to take a good hit here from Kessler if he wants to score any runs.
Got the ball.
And they're going to call and almost like I jinxed it, they're going to call a balk on Ryder Biggs, and that's going to put runners now on second and third. So now a definite situation here for Biggs after the balk. That's going to make it two runners in scoring positions with Kessler up to bat.
You're all right, Biggs. Just get this batter.
But I'm sure you'll like to hear this after this pitch outside 1-0. But I'm sure you'd like to hear this about Kessler's last time out. His last time out, Darryl, he did ground into a double play.
We need out here.
Let's see if he can put a soft ground ball in for us. I know that's what the Burton Panthers are going to be wanting. Outside that again, 2-0. Oh, we get some jeers from the crowd because that was actually called a strike. Ryder Biggs caught that knee-high outside corner beautifully there. Umpire says that's a strike, 1-1.
Yes, sir.
And a check swing on the low pitch there. He's going to check with his umpire. He's going to say he did check the swing, so 2-1.
Go get him, Ryder. Go get him.
Good discipline there by the batter, Kessler, on the low pitch by Ryder Biggs. Wanted to chase one there, but fought his instincts. And that one's going to be a chopper to the shortstop, Tyler Witt.
Tag him, Martin.
Throw it home.
That up, baby.
Tag from Martin. Martin's going to try to get a double play at third.
Nice play, Witt.
The throw to third, not in time, but the throw from Tyler Witt to Martin at home was to prevent a run. That's going to put two outs on the board and preserve a 7-1 lead for the Burton Panthers.
That was a big play. That was a big play.
Huge play there from Tyler Witt to prevent a run. And Braden Martin standing strong and keeping hold of the ball there to stop the run from coming in. We saw a similar play yesterday where Tyler Witt actually slid into home and dislodged the ball from the catcher. So good job by Braden Martin on the throw to keep hold of that and get the tag.
Hey, one more out here, boys. Find the ground ball. Find an out.
That's all they need is one more out with runners on the corners. And up to bat.
It is.
Jason Perez, and he's going to put a short grounder right to the pitcher, Ryder Biggs, who's able to pick it up and use his fielding skills to toss it to first base and Eli Yeager, and that's going to retire the side. And in a inning that presented definite problems for the Panthers, they were able to get out of it, bend it, but don't break defense, and that's going to leave it scoreless and still 7-1 in favor of the Panthers, and we'll come back for the bottom of the fifth inning after a word from our sponsors.
Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school can receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
A funeral is a time of loss and a time of hope. At its best, it can be a tribute to love and life and to the legacy left behind.
Dad gave us so much. Here was our chance to thank him.
Talk to our caring staff about your funeral needs and let us help you create a ceremony of sensitivity, compassion, and respect. Memorial Oaks Chapel.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs? Tielemann Construction and Stegen Tielemann Plumbing have been serving this community for over 64 and 47 years, respectively. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Tielemann Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Tielemann Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Burton Panthers in the playoffs.
Here we go to the bottom of five. I got to give a big shout out to my Tosta lady and give it to Jaeger. They got up in front. I challenged them to do two bits, and them two women got up in the front of the stands and got the crowd going. Hats off to you, women.
So with the Burton crowd getting involved into the game here, it's Houston Hody ready to lead off the bottom of the fifth inning. And he'll be looking to get on base here. But he's going to take a strikeout with three pitches. So that's a strikeout for Houston Hody. And up comes Isaac Modis, designated hitter, right-handed batter for the Panthers.
Come on, little Isaac, get on for me. Good cut. He ducked underneath that curveball. Come on, Isaac. Got in on him a little bit.
Man, Isaac Ma is going to get a second foul ball there. 1-2 with one out. And Isaac Modis is last time out.
He quick pitch. You can't. I mean,
Modis has not gotten on base yet, but umpire did not like that quick pitch, so he's going to come out and have a talk with Zimmerman. Zimmerman with a puzzled look on his face, not sure what's. He's not sure what he did wrong there, but I can tell you now that it was a quick pitch there.
This coach, yeah.
And Coach Bruin is going to come out. I mean, the dugout is livid for Flatonia. And Coach Bruin is going to come out and give an umpire a piece of his mind, and so is the Flatonia crowd. So definitely two different moods, I guess you could say, for the two crowds. We just saw the Burton Panthers get up and lead a chant for their crowd, but on the other side, the Flatonia crowd are extremely frustrated with the results of with the way the game is going, both on the field and from the umpires. And that frustration has spilled over into the dugout as Coach Bruin has been out to speak to the umpires multiple times. So after the quick pitch, Coach Bruin calls for a conference of the umpires. The umpires are going to oblige.
This is going to get overruled, to be honest with you.
But nonetheless, we're going to give the umpires a chance to have that conference and make their decision. And looks like we are going to have a quick decision on that one. I don't think the umpire was going to go against his own decision there, as it was very much a judgment call on those quick pitches. Right, Daryl?
Yeah. Isaac, to defend the coach, Isaac was in the box, okay? Time was not called. I'll give him credit for arguing, but you know what?
Well, it's the playoffs. It's a do-or-die game. You got to give it a shot, right, Daryl?
And you're down 7-1, so you know what?
He's going to say 2-2 here.
Yeah.
So he updates the count to 2-2, and we're going to get on with this at bat. That's Mottis taking a pitch from Zimmerman. He's going to foul the next one right side, and you just said it. Beautiful swing there by Mottis. Just got there a little late.
Get you one up the middle, Isaac.
2-2, here it is, and that one going to stay upstairs to fill up the count. And we're going to get some more cheering from the Flatonia crowd. I mean, it is a lot of screaming going on from over there. Full count, fouled back by Isaac Mottis. And it's getting to be a little deafening out there now.
He's more than chipper.
That's for sure. And on the Burton,
come on, Isaac.
The Burton crowd has been a little more quiet here, but we already got our cheer from then. And this is going to be a hopper from Isaac Mottis that's going to go foul down the third baseline.
Keep battling, buddy. Keep battling.
And Isaac Mottis, only the second batter in this inning, but it has been a lengthy inning with plenty of arguing of calls and whatnot. And this one's going to be a fly ball from Mottis into shallow left field. Shortstop's going to call everybody off. That's Blake Kessler. And he's going to come out and make the catch. That's going to be the second out of the inning. So that's two up, two down for the Bulldogs. And up comes the top of the order, Tyler Witt, with two outs on the board. After the fly ball to shallow left by Mottis. So here comes Tyler Witt with two outs on the board and nobody on.
So he's asking if it's going to count as a pitch, I bet you.
So a little more arguing there from Coach Brune. Umpire is going to take a listen to him and wave it off. And back in is Tyler Witt to the batter's box. And now we're going to get the first pitch. Here's a pitch from Zimmerman. Knee high. Strike 0-1.
Now you get you one, Tyler.
And that's going to put a ground ball, a little chopper over into left field. And that's going to put him on first base with another single for Tyler Witt.
All right, little Tosta, now you're going to get the swing. Get you a base hit for Mama doing that cheer for you.
And that was Logan Tosta's mom over in the crowd, getting the crowd involved, leading a cheer for them.
Get on down there.
With two outs, Tyler Witt's going to go to second. He's going to slide in right in time. Honestly, an easy steal there. And that's going to put Tyler Witt on second base in scoring position. And Tyler Witt continuing his amazing performance at the plate after having four straight singles yesterday. He has three singles and four at-bats today.
All right, four way ahead. He's going to come fat here. Drive one.
So now 2-0 here to Tosta. Uh-oh. Oh, and the umpire is going to call for an administrator. He doesn't like the chirping going on. And we're going to get a short break here. And we'll be back after a break of our own from a word from our sponsors for them to figure things out with the umpire.
BVR Materials would like to wish the Burton Panther baseball team good luck in the playoffs. BVR Material is a locally owned and operated company proudly serving Washington County and surrounding communities. They stock locally sourced select fill, general fill, sand, and topsoil. BVR Material does more than just haul dirt. They do house and barn pads, driveways and roads, ponds and dozer work. Just call 979-530-5476. That's 979-530-5476.
KWHI invites you to tune in this Sunday to hear the Search the Scriptures with Pastor Larry Attiker from the First Baptist Church in Burton. It airs every Sunday morning at 10:30 on KWHI 1280. You'll enjoy music and a verse-by-verse study through the entire books of the Bible. We look forward to you joining us this Sunday at 10:30 on Friendly Country KWHI. First Baptist Church in Burton would like to give a huge congratulations to the Burton Panthers on their winning season and good luck in the playoffs.
Are you looking for a new or pre-owned Toyota? Then look no further than Tegeler Toyota in Brenham.
For over 30 years, Tegeler Toyota has been helping you go places. Come by and visit our friendly sales staff who can assist in finding which new Toyota car, truck, or SUV is right for you. Tegeler Toyota has also been there even after the sale with our award-winning service department. Tegeler Toyota, conveniently located at 1515 Highway 290 West in Brenham. Visit us online at TeglerToyota.com.
Everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors supports the Burton baseball team and wishes them good luck in the playoffs. Support the Burton High School baseball team this spring by attending their games. Burton Friends and Neighbors is an avid supporter of the youth in Burton. That's why the folks with Burton Friends and Neighbors work so hard building and maintaining the sports park in Burton. For more information about Burton Friends and Neighbors, call 451-3441. Go Panthers from everyone at Burton Friends and Neighbors.
All right, as we come back, we're just getting the crowd under control. The administration is asked to come out into the crowd and try to assess the situation and just take a little control, as the umpire felt he needed some assistance there because the jeering was getting to be quite deafening from the Flatonia crowd. And you hear cheers. Those cheers are not from Flatonia. They're going to be coming from the Burton side. As yeah. they're going to
I challenge that girl. Now she's doing the PHS for us now.
Now they're going to get involved after some effing. The Flatonia crowd was cheering FHS, FHS. Now the Burton crowd is cheering BHS, BHS. And I got to tell you, Daryl, you'd know better than I do. Was Mrs. Tosta a cheerleader? Because she is doing so professionally out there.
I think she wore one of them tutus one of them days back
in. I'm telling you, she is getting this crowd going like a professional. And that's going to be a knee high on the inside corner. And the crowd is really getting into this game now. Expect cheers from after every call from the Flatonia side.
Come on, toss the base hit here. It goes.
And that's going to be a line drive to right field. That one's going to fall in. And
foul.
That's going to say, umpire is going to say that is foul down the right field line. And honestly, that was probably the right call. And you're going to get more cheers from Flatonia there.
Yeah. Blue has got he's.
And the blue is speaking to the administrator there. You see. And I think the verdict is going to be that nobody's going to be allowed to sit along the fence here as they're getting into the ear of the umpire too much. But we'll try to focus on the ball game now.
We're here for the kids. You got to set an example for the kids. And, you know, when it's hot, luckily we don't have alcohol out here that we know of in the cups. But that's when it really gets ugly.
Well, back to Logan Tosta at the plate, 2-2. And this is going to be upstairs on the pitch from Zimmerman. That's going to fill up the count 3-2 with two outs. Tyler Witt on second base.
Come on, little man. Base hit right here.
Tosta has a runner in scoring position, and you hear the ball for a chance because it's a full count from the Burton crowd. Check swing by Tosta, and you're going to see a little frustration from him there because that's a swing and a miss, and he knows that he just gave Flatonia a lot of momentum there and getting the crowd involved. Logan Tosta, always a good attitude, but the frustration boiled over for him on that swing and miss, and that's going to retire the side on the strikeout, and we'll be back with the top of the sixth inning after a word from our sponsors.
Collier Construction is pleased to be a part of Washington County and proud of the Burton youth. They support the local students in their efforts to excel in all areas, whether it's in academics, sports, music, or drama. They wish all the best to the school administrations, faculty, and students of Burton Independent School District during the academic year. Collier Construction congratulates the Panthers on a great baseball season and invites you to join them in supporting the Burton Panthers in their quest for state.
A&J Packing Company in Brookshire is a USDA federally inspected wholesale and retail meat distributor specializing in pork products, fresh or frozen. Need a roasting pig or custom processing? Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060 or place an order for your next barbecue or party. Call J&J Packing at 281-375-6060. 6060.
J&J Packing is a proud supporter of the Burton baseball team. J&J Packing on West Highway 90 in Brookshire says, go Panthers!
All right, as we come back here to Bastrop for the 2A regional semifinal that is getting super intense between the Flatonia Bulldogs and the Burton Panthers. Currently, it's the Burton Panthers leading the game 7-1, and to be honest, it's been all Panthers here today on this hot Texas day for playoff baseball. And I know that makes Daryl a happy man, and so does it for this Burton crowd, as they've been cheering and having chants all day long, and don't expect for that to die down at all. But the Flatonia crowd has also been getting into this ball game, cheering on their boys, waiting for a comeback, hoping for a comeback. And we're back to the top of the order here in the top of the sixth. It's going to be Beck Zimmerman up to bat. His last time out did have a double, so a dangerous batter. And he's going to put a line drive into left field right on cue, as you hear the cheers from the Flatonia crowd. And they were cheering right before he swung the bat, and that only increased their cheers after he made contact and put a line drive into left field for a leadoff single after his double last time out.
He's a really good hitter. Wouldn't expect anything less, you know. The kids are playing the game. We just get excited, and then...
So here comes Titan Targosh, and he's going to foul one right side on his first pitch from Ryder Biggs. And you're right, Daryl. Zimmerman has been a strong player for this Bulldogs team. Plenty of hits, and when he's in that catcher position, yeah, he is phenomenal. But unfortunately, he's been asked to be a pitcher, and he's been doing well there so far.
Yeah.
He's been their most effective pitcher other than Targosh, for sure. And this one's going to be a hard hit by Targosh. One hopper to Houston Hody. Hody not able to quite handle it, but does eventually handle it and throws it to second, but not in time to Tosta. And that's going to be a single there from Targosh. Well, it did hit Hody in the gloves, but I guess it will be an error. I was trying to avoid the error for Hody there.
Dennis, ain't the professional baseball where they can booted three times and they still give him a hit. No.
All right, so we're going to go ahead and put that as an error for Houston Hody.
You all right? Nice play to knock it down, Houston.
Yeah. Great job getting in front of
him. Because that was a shot.
Yeah, that was a hard hit from Targosh. Great effort there by Hody. Prevents it from being any worse than a single, that's for sure.
Now we got a chance. Let's get a double play here,
so
guys.
Here comes Henry Vincic, and he's going to take the first two pitches for strikes. 0-2. Oh, sorry, 0-1. Umpire called off the first pitch. So, 0-1.
Atta boy.
Henry Vincic's going to swing and miss. 0-2. Great breaking ball there by Ryder Biggs. And this is going to be a fly ball right side. Looks like foul territory, and it's going to be foul. Stays alive, 0-2. So after the leadoff single from Zimmerman and Targosh getting on base with the E5, it's now Henry Vincic in the third position trying to make something happen. Still no outs on the board here in the top of the sixth inning.
0-2 count. Let's just get an out here, boys.
Bulldogs are down 6 runs, 7-1 to the Panthers. Here's the next pitch by Biggs. This is going to be down low, 1-2. The Flatonia crowd is going to respond. Like I mentioned, with the way the intensity has picked up, expect cheers on every call from them over there. A 1-2 count now, Ryder Biggs.
Get a ground ball here. Let's go now.
Ryder Biggs to Vincic. Here it is, and that one's going to be a line drive off the foot of Biggs, and a throw from Tosta there gets away, hops over the glove of Jaeger, and that's going to score a run for the Bulldogs. That's Zimmerman coming in from second base.
Tosta slipped on the bag, otherwise he turns that double play.
Yeah, and kind of a... not a horrible throw, but it kind of bounced. It was a weird bounce, bounced over the glove of Jaeger there. So just an awkward play that wasn't able to be made, and that scores a run 7-2. And we'll go ahead and call that an E4.
I'll take that out. Got him! Yes, sir!
And that's going to be a pickoff by Ryder Biggs. Catches Henry Vincic cheating there on the run, and that's going to cause this Burton crowd to absolutely explode. Huge play there by Ryder Biggs. Henry Vincic just cheating forward a little too much, and a Ryder Biggs able to get him off there.
Come get him now, Ryder.
So now it's 7-2, two outs now.
Nobody on base. Hey, don't aim it, Ryder. Finish here. You can do it.
So here's Tripp Bowling, designated hitter, batting in the cleanup position for the Bulldogs, and it's 2-0 to him with two outs. No runners on.
Atta, baby.
And knee-high outside corner strike for Ryder Biggs, 2-1. And you think his confidence is high, Darrell, after that pickoff?
Yes, sir. He just needs to finish this thing here. Finish strong.
And this one's going to be a line drive out to right field. Base hit for Tripp Bowling. And big number 20, Udi Manzano, right-handed batter for the Bulldogs. And you see he seems to be a crowd favorite with Flatonia as they are chanting, Udi, Udi. Let's see if he can make them proud here. Or will it be the Burton crowd cheering? Two outs, runner on first, down five runs, 7-2 ball game.
Hey, just getting out here, boys, just getting out.
Pitch outside by Biggs, and the Panthers just need one more out to get out of this inning. They've already allowed one run in it.
There it is.
And this was going to be a high chopper to Houston Hody. He's going to have a chance to make a play. He makes the throw to first, and that throw is going to be on time. Udi slides into first base, but does not make it on time, and that's going to retire the side with the third out of the inning, and the Panthers are going to get out of that one with minimal damage after a leadoff single there by
Zimmerman.
By Zimmerman, it's going to be one run scored, shortens the distance 7-2 now, but it's time for the top of the seventh, the bottom of the sixth inning, where the Panthers are going to have an opportunity to cause some damage of their own and get their crowd involved. We'll be back with the bottom of the sixth after a word from our sponsors.
Kenduratile Incorporated at 1004 North Park in Brenham is your floor specialist. Kenduratile has been owned and operated by the Kendura family since 1967, and they're avid supporters of the youth of Washington County. The owners and staff of Kenduratile congratulate the Burton Panther baseball team on a great season and wish them good luck during the playoffs. Kenduratile thanks all the coaches and parents for helping make this experience possible for the young people of Burton High School. Go Panthers all the way to state.
Need to open a checking or savings account, but just can't seem to find the time to get to the bank? We have a solution for you with online account opening from Brenham National Bank. Go to our website, www.bnbank.bank, and click open an account from either your computer or mobile device. At Brenham National Bank, we make banking easy. Brenham National Bank, member FDIC.
Serving the community, looking out for you at Brenham National Bank. That's what we do.
You've always dreamed of building a Bartominium on your farm or ranch. Well, now's the time to call DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham. Need a new barn or horse arena? DDM Custom Metal Buildings can help. From storage buildings and workshops to homes and office buildings, DDM has been fabricating metal building components for more than a quarter century. Their staff has the experience to walk you through the entire process, from design to construction. Stop dreaming and start building today by talking with the folks at DDM Custom Metal Buildings in Brenham. Or visit ddmbuildings.com.
All All right, back here for the bottom of the sixth inning. The Burton Panthers just led things off with a single by Ryder Biggs. He put a ground ball in the left field. So runner on first.
We got Simak running.
So runner on first. Here comes Ruben Rodriguez.
Talk to him, Big Smith. Talk to him.
Attempted pickoff there by Zimmerman at first, and he's not going to get it in time. So out there is Simak, who is courtesy running for Biggs. And this is
get out of here.
Rodriguez, high fly ball, right side foul territory, well into foul territory. We just saw a crowd member over there trying to make a play on that one in the field. He wasn't even able to make a play on it either, as it was well foul.
Be alert, Simak here. He's going right now. Back. Throw it away.
And back gets Ryder Biggs. I mean, Simak over to first base. Another pickoff attempt by Zimmerman. It looks like they're trying to create some momentum. They saw how much momentum that created for the Panthers, and they're looking to get a pickoff of their own, but unsuccessful twice in a row here. 0-1 count to Ruben Rodriguez. Here's the pitch, and that one's going to be fouled back by Rodriguez.
He had a pitch there he could hit.
That's going to make it 0-2. Yeah, you see him shaking his head a little bit. He knew he had one there. But time to forget about that one and get on to the next one. Down 0-2, he has to be laser-focused if he's going to fight back in this at-bat. And he's going to do just that. He's going
to
put a soft
pop-pop over the shortstop,
and he's going to beat the throw to first base, and that's going to be a single for Ruben Rodriguez. Just an awkward bounce off the bat there, and really froze Kessler in shortstop. And by the time Kessler was able to judge it, get a hold of it, and flip it to first, Ruben Rodriguez was already there, and that puts runners on first and second after the single for Ruben Rodriguez.
No outs. Let's go, Yeager. Get you another hit.
So now that's Simak on second. Ruben Rodriguez at first. First pitch to Yeager, who's up to bat now, is going to be a ball, 1-0.
Come on, Eli.
Eli Yeager, last time out, had a single.
2-0.
And takes another one for a ball, 2-0. So 2-1 now. Good strike there by Zimmerman. Let's see if he's found his zone or if Eli Yeager is going to be able to pop one off here. No outs. Runners on first and second. He's not going to get the strike zone on that one. 3-1. Tried to get a breaking ball into that upper outside corner. Just barely misses, does Zimmerman. And Eli Yeager jumps ahead of the count. 3-1. 3-1, here's
ball
the pitch,
four.
Up and away. That's going to be ball four for Zimmerman. No outs. That loads the bases.
Now Martin coming up the bat.
And Braden Martin, his last times out, he actually has a perfect on-base percentage. Single in the first, walk in the third, and hit by pitch in the fourth. Let's see if he can keep that streak going here.
Come on, Braden. Let's bust this thing wide open.
This would be the perfect time to keep that streak going because any type of getting on base is going to put a run in as there's nowhere to put the runners. But he's going to take the first one for a strike.
That Tony got the infield way in. It's just the force at the plate, so we got to get it out the infield.
And again, on that inside corner, good job by Zimmerman to get two strikes in a row here on the very next batter, 0-2. He finds himself ahead of the count.
You can do it, buddy, right here.
And that's on Braden Martin, a very strong hitter. And that's going to be a strikeout. This time knee-high on that outside corner. Three pitches, three strikes to Braden Martin. That's going to be another strikeout for Zimmerman. And the first out of the inning. So with bases loaded and no outs, that's an out on the board. So that's exactly what the Bulldogs needed to try to get back on track.
Come on, Brady. Clutch up here.
So Brady Griffin up to bat. He's going to take the first one outside for a ball, 1-0.
Come get you one, Brady. Come on now. We can't leave these runners here.
And Brady Griffin, his last time out, grounded out to the pitcher, but has been solid so far with a single and a walk. Takes the next one for a strike, 1-1.
Come on, 12. You can do it.
Here's the next pitch. Brady Griffin outside, hits the top of the fence. Foul ball, 1-2. And Brady Griffin, we talked about it earlier. One of the seniors on this team, one of only two seniors, and just goes to show that this is a team that has made it far into the playoffs with mostly underclassmen.
Yes, sir.
1-2. Brady Griffin, one of the leaders on this team. Let's see if he can lead them to some.
There it is.
And right on cue, he's going to put a fly ball to left field, but not. A little too high, a little too much air under it, and the left fielder is able to make a play on it. So that's going to be the second out of the inning. Brady Griffin flies out to left field.
Gurka's going to bat.
Gurka's going to come in and pinch hit for Houston Hody.
Right, next, number six, Coy Gurka.
So out comes Houston Hody, and in comes Coy Gurka, going to get an opportunity here to make something happen. That's number six, Coy Gurka. And we've seen him quite a bit in the last couple days, just not at the plate. We've seen him running the bases quite a bit, and he does so very, very well. A player that you know very well, Daryl, he said, came up through the Little League All-Star ranks, and he is a freshman but has plenty of experience on the baseball field.
Plays a lot of ball.
So two outs. Here's Coy Gurka. This one's going to be upstairs for a ball, 1-0.
Come on, Gurka. Could be huge, buddy.
And he's going to make contact, but that one's going to go foul. 1-1.
Can do it, six. Come on.
So with two outs and bases loaded, this is a huge situation for the freshman. Here's the next one. He's going to put this one foul down the first baseline, and you can see he was getting ready to run there. He wanted that one real bad. Unfortunately, did not foul. Just a little late there from him. So 1-2 with two outs, bases loaded. Coy Gurka's going to take this one inside, and Daryl wanted that. Never want a ball to hit these players, but Daryl did want it to hit him because there's nowhere to put the runners. Bases loaded, that would have scored another run. But it brings up two balls, two strikes. Coy Gurka's going to make contact. Way to stay alive there. A little bit of a reach, but makes contact to stay in the at-bat.
Gurka's battling. Good job, six. Hey, you win this battle. Take one through the middle.
He's going to make Zimmerman earn this strikeout if he's going to get it. And that one's going to be a strikeout to Coy Gurka as he gets caught looking for the third out of the inning. And that is a interesting situation for the Burton Panthers because with bases loaded and no outs, they get three outs in a row. And we saw that happen yesterday. Now the question is, will the Flatonia Bulldogs be able to capitalize on that missed opportunity from the Burton Panthers? We'll find out in the top of the seventh inning after this word from our sponsors.
Start preparing for warmer weather and keep your livestock cool with a new stock tank from Woodson Lumber. They have any size to fit your needs and budget. Woodson Lumber offers a wide range of treated fence posts, barbed wire, and field fence to suit any property size and keep your livestock secured and protected. With expert staff to guide you and high-quality products that cater to your specific needs, Woodson Lumber is your one-stop shop for everything you need to thrive in your farm or ranch. Come visit us today in Brenham, Caldwell, and Lexington.
Playoff season is here, and Quality Glass is proud to stand behind the Burton Panther baseball team. Just like the Burton Panthers, Quality Glass plays to win, offering expert automotive glass services with speed, skill, and precision. From windshields to back glass and everything in between, they get the job done right the first time. Let the pros at Quality Glass knock it out of the park. They're a hometown favorite for a reason. Here's to a strong playoff run. Go get them, Panthers. Quality Glass, where quality is more than a name.
St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton cheers for the Burton Panthers baseball and softball teams. This Sunday, worship with St. John's United Church of Christ. Worship services are at 8 and 10 a.m. with Sunday school for all ages at 9. As part of the United Church of Christ, they are committed to three great loves: love of neighbor, love of children, and love of creation. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome at St. John's United Church of Christ, 516 Colorado Street in Burton. Sharing God's love one person at a time.
All right, as we come back here for the top of the seventh inning, we find in this two-way regional semifinal between the Burton Panthers and the Flatonia Bulldogs, the Panthers are leading 7-2, and the Bulldogs are down to their last three outs to try to make up for the five-run deficit. And on the first hit, leadoff is going to be Yandel Manzano, who puts a bouncer right off the mound and off the awkward bounce. Tyler Witt, able to collect it, slings it over to first base for the first out of the inning, and now the Bulldogs are down to their last two outs, down five runs, 7-2. To the Burton Panthers.
Come on, guys. Find two. Find two.
And you can feel this place about to erupt as the Burton Panthers know they're two outs away from advancing to the regional final.
Atta boy.
That one, first pitch from Big, going to be outside 1-0. And up to bat is Ramirez. Diego Ramirez, last time out, reached on a fielder's choice, and before that, got a single. Up high, 2-0.
Hey, focus now. Pitch to this dude. Make them earn their way on.
And this is going to be a foul ball down the left side. 2-1.
My old timer's heart stack over there should have made that play.
You've seen him make that a player time
or
two.
He did when he was younger. All right, one more time, Biggs.
All right, that's going to be a strikeout from Ryder Biggs. Catches the lower part of that strike zone with a beautiful breaking ball, 2-2.
Finish him up here, buddy. Atta boy.
And that's going to be a punch out for Ryder Biggs. Another strikeout. And that's going to be two outs in the inning. And now that's down to their last out, our Flatonia, to try to make something happen. Down 7-2.
Is this number eight batting?
Number eight.
Up comes number eight, Aguilon.
All right, boys. Let's go, Ryder.
So here's number eight, Aguilon. He's pinch hitting for Blake Kessler. And you see the Flatonia crowd still staying into it. And
foul,
that's
going to
be right down the line, but goes foul down the third base line. Aguilon thought he had one there, but he's going to have to come back to the batter's box.
Yeah,
0-1 now.
Kid's fast, but we need...
Yeah.
Two strikes.
And just like Coy Gurka, we've seen Aguilon come on many times for the Bulldogs, not at the plate, but as a courtesy runner. So I'm sure that's why Coach has him out there.
Come on, Biggs. Finish for me, buddy.
And Ryder Biggs just needs one more out to get out of this with a complete game.
There it is.
Selects it on the hopper. Throws it to first.
Burton wins.
Are going to advance to the regional final. And there is the Gatorade bath for Coach Taylor. He told us yesterday that he honestly did not expect for them to get this far. But guess what, Coach? You're going just a little bit further. And let's see how far this team can go. We'll be back with the post game after a word from our sponsors. That's the ball game with the Burton Panthers winning 7-2 against the Flatonia Bulldogs. We'll be right back.
Go fight, win, Burton Panthers. The Burton Chamber of Commerce is proud of the Panther baseball team and congratulates them on making it to the playoffs and to all Burton ISD sports and academic participants. The Burton Chamber, citizens and businesses, salute the athletes and coaches for all of their hard work. Stay current on area events by liking Burton Chamber of Commerce on Facebook and following them on Twitter. Become a member today and check out their website at burtontexas.org.
Daryl Kiki, along with Katie, Trent, and Tucker, are excited to see the Panthers baseball team make the playoffs. They would like to thank all the players, administrations, and parents for their hard work and dedication in building this successful Burton baseball team. Sports are a wonderful opportunity to learn teamwork, leadership skills, and to accept accolades with humility. Congratulations to the Panthers on a winning season. Go Panthers, all the way to state.
Look at your vehicle. It's a mess. Just stop at TNT's Car Wash in Brenham for their new touchless car wash system with wash, wax, and sealant options. Now big enough for your oversized vehicles and dually trucks. Get a discount with a gas purchase at Felder's Buy and Buy next door. They also offer do-it-yourself stalls and a covered vacuum area. It's easy, it's affordable, and it's open 24 hours, 7 days a week. Your vehicle will look its best with a quick stop at TNT Car Wash on South Market Street across from Mariachi's.
All right, we got ourselves a scene here in Bastrop. The Burton Panthers have just clinched a visit to the 2A Regionals Finals, and they will be facing Shiner in that final up next week. Make sure you stay tuned to KWHI for any updates on where and when that those games are going to be, as Coach Thaler and the Shiner coach still have to get that together and come to agreement on when and when that when and where that's going to happen. But for now, it's all about enjoying this moment. The story continues here for Coach Thaler and the Burton Panthers. They win in a tight, tight series. It was an exciting three games, that's for sure. The Bulldogs were able to win the first one 6-4. Then it was all Panthers 14-4 yesterday, and today in what was a pretty close affair, 7-2, the Burton Panthers are able to clinch the regional final. And one person that I guarantee you is ecstatic right now is Daryl. Daryl Kiki, any thoughts right now?
Yeah, this is quite a scene. As you see, the guys taking the picture out there with their regional champion banner and stuff. The fans, they're all down here together waiting for their boys and our boys to come on down here. Just a tremendous feeling to see kids leave it all on the field and come out and take charge after losing that first game.
That is huge, huge. And you saw that nobody loves it more than these kids and this crowd. The parents, family, friends, everybody in the crowd was into it from the first pitch to that very final play where, fittingly, Ryder Biggs in a huge, huge spot. You saw yesterday, he knew as soon as the game was over he was going to get the start. And not only does he get the start, he goes a full
complete
game from Ryder Biggs. And he did it in every single way. Had some great pitching moments, but I think the biggest advantage of having Ryder Biggs on that mound today was there were no errors from the pitcher. He came up and used those fielding skills, as he's usually a third baseman or shortstop, and made beautiful plays just distributing the ball to his fielders. And not just Ryder Biggs, this whole team had tremendous performances. It all comes down to working together, and this is a team that collectively, I believe, can beat anybody.
Yeah, they have that mindset where we are the best, and till we get beat, you can't argue with them. You know, they're not going to be afraid of Shiner. Shiner's going to be a tough task, but these boys here, they're going to come out just like they did this week. They're going to prepare during the week to live to fight another day. And, you know, the excitement. Now it's Saturday evening. They can go home. The parents can go home and just totally enjoy tonight, tomorrow, and Monday starts over. That they better get focused, because Shiner is a tough matchup.
Yeah, we all know that Shiner always, year in and year out, have a tremendous program. This year is no different, as they just had a series sweep in their regional semifinal. So I know Coach Thaler's going to get focused on them, but Who are we kidding? He's definitely going to enjoy this one, plenty.
Yeah.
And so should the boys, so should the parents, so should everyone in the Burton community, because there's no way to downplay this. This is huge for this team, getting all the way to the regional final. That's where they're going to be matching up. And
you know, you're one game away from state.
That's exactly right.
One game, one win. I mean,
one series.
We're hoping for a series. Daryl is going to bet that Shiner's going to want a one game. I think they got one horse also. I think they beat Flat. They're in the same district. I think they beat Flatonia 1-0, and then when he didn't pitch, I think it was like 7-3 or something like that. We have to keep that rabbit's foot in Taylor's pocket, that he wins these tosses, that we get the series. But, you know, whatever it is, it is. We won't, we're not going to back off, okay?
Yes, sir. And Coach Thaler is a coach, like you always mentioned, that's going to have fun with these kids, but also demand the best from them. And that's what we saw here today. But over on the Flatonia Bulldog side, they have nothing to hang their hats on. There's obviously a proud crowd over here. They were cheering on their boys, wanting a comeback, trying to will them to make something happen. And when you talk about one horse, I mean, when we came out game one, it was a whole nother story with Titan Targosh. He came out and gave us fits with 12 strikeouts. But since then, we forced the Bulldogs to have to use their bullpen and just out-hit them. And that's how they were able to get two wins in a row to take the series 2-1. And now it's on to the regional final against Shiner. And nobody is more excited than this crowd out here. We'll be back to take a look at more post-game after a word from our sponsors.
The Blinn College District is proud to support Washington County students on the field, on the court, and especially in the classroom. With the Blinn College Washington County Scholarship, eligible Washington County residents who recently graduated high school could receive up to $1,000 in tuition support during their first academic year. The scholarship is open to part-time and full-time students, and you can take classes online or on any Blinn campus. So learn more today at blinn.edu/scholarships.
Anthony Jasinski, and I have an urgent message.
I'm excited to introduce to you Brenham's own mattress guy. Handcrafted all new line of mattresses called Rolobed. I designed this product with comfort, quality, and cooling in mind. Rolobed wraps you in plush support for the ultimate sleep experience. Whether you prefer firm or soft, Rolobed offers you both for the price of one.
Yeehaw!
And don't forget, this is exclusively offered at Mattress Guys, located in the Bluebonnet Shopping Center in Brenham, or call 836-1010 today.
Do you have a number one on your list when it comes to quality new home construction, remodeling, or plumbing repairs? Tilghman Construction and Stegan Tilghman Plumbing have been serving this community for over 64 and 47 years, respectively. With such a strong history of lasting quality, make Tilghman Construction your first choice for any of your residential needs. Tilghman Construction is proud to sponsor the local area athletes and is cheering for the Burton Panthers in the playoffs.
Back here to a beautiful Bastrop on this beautiful sunny day. Couldn't ask for a better Texas day. Nice, hot, humid day for some playoff baseball. Today was a 2A regional semifinals game 3 with the series tied 1-1. It was a win or go home for both of these teams. It had to be somebody's day. Thankfully, it was the Burton Panthers' day today. The Bulldogs put up a fight. Ultimately, the game was 7-2 in favor of the Panthers, and right now the Bulldogs are huddled up in right field, getting a word from their coach as their season comes to an end. But they fought bravely, and the Burton Panthers are opposite feeling on that side as they are jumping, running, and hugging all of their family and friends because they're going on to the regional final against Shiner next week. Make sure you stay tuned to KWHI.com and on the radio to keep up with any updates on how that will go. Once the coaches have everything set for where and when they're going to play, we'll keep you all updated as to exactly when that will be. But it was a team performance. And speaking of that team, I got a couple of players here from the Burton Panthers. Looks like we're going to have Braden Martin and Brady Griffin batting back-to-back in the lineup today. And Brady Griffin, one of the seniors on this team and undoubtedly one of the leaders here. How you doing today, Brady?
I'm doing all right.
I know you probably, it doesn't matter how you were doing before, I know you're doing great now.
Yes, sir.
So, being one of the seniors on this team, being in this program 4 years in a row now, what does this mean to you?
It's real special because I've never been to the fourth round, and, you know, I feel like we just keep on doing what we're doing and keeping the energy up, we're going to keep on going.
Well, that's awesome, man. You had a great performance today. You had one of those singles in that first and got on base quite a few times and just a strong performance all year. And what a way to keep it going. What's the thoughts going into next week? How are you going to celebrate this weekend before we get to next week?
Oh, we're just going to I'm going to get the boys. We're going to go hit and maybe fishing and swimming in the pool.
Well, no better way to spend a weekend than that. Thankfully, it'll be a fun time in the pool. And, can't go wrong with fishing out here in this area, right?
Oh, yeah. You're right about that.
Awesome, man. Well, hey, thank you for stopping by. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And, folks, we got a couple more players coming up here. And next up is going to be Braden Martin. And, Braden, great job out there, man. You've been rifling in some, preventing some steals. I know you had one yesterday that made me and Daryl go crazy up here. Was an awesome shot there. But one quick thing before we get to the celebration. I saw you got banged up a couple times out there, way to tough it out there. You feeling okay?
Yeah, I'm feeling good. Definitely feeling a lot better after that win, so definitely got a lot more confidence in myself and the team.
Awesome, man. Well, hey, Daryl Keek got back there. He said you're too young for that. He said, yeah. Bro, shake it off and you'll be all right. But glad to know that you're okay.
Yes, sir.
So what does this mean to you personally with you and the boys?
It means a lot. You know, we weren't predicted to even go past first round. So it really just shows a lot what we can do as a team. And it just gives us a lot of confidence and to show – the other teams that we could face that, like, what we got.
Of course.
So, yeah, we got a lot of confidence in ourselves now.
Well, when you're on a roll like this, it's hard to not have confidence.
Yeah.
A little bit of a Cinderella story, huh?
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I hope that ends amazingly for you guys. You guys are one series away from state. Obviously,
yes, sir.
Not time to think about state. Time to think about the final of the regional final.
Yep.
But first, before you even get to that, how are you celebrating this weekend?
Oh, we're going to take a little chill. No, we got to get our bodies right, you know. Can't beat them up too much, but we're going to celebrate this one pretty well.
Have fun, but be safe, right?
Yes, sir.
Exactly. Thank you. Congratulations there. Yes, sir. All right. Up next is going to be second baseman Logan Tosta. How you doing today, Logan?
I'm doing pretty good.
Awesome, man. Thank you for coming up here. You had some tremendous play. I think the biggest highlight that I absolutely loved today was you had a fadeaway throw there from the second base position over to first base. How did that feel, man? Feeling like a little Derek Jeter moment for you.
Yes, sir. I just felt really good.
Awesome, man. Or what? We are close to Houston, more like Altuve, right?
Yes, sir.
But, yeah, that's awesome. So one thing before we get into the game, did you notice who was leading the cheers over there in the bleachers?
No, I really didn't.
That was Mrs. Tosta getting the crowd going and into the game. So how does it feel knowing that your mom is just as into it, cheering you on out there?
Feels pretty good.
Awesome. So you've been around with this team and you've been in the area. A lot of you guys grew up playing together, and it's been a solid group of boys, a core of players here. How does it feel just knowing that you guys all came up together and you've made it this far? What does it mean to you?
It means a lot. Like, last year was all right. We just didn't stick as a team the whole way. And then this year we all, like, came together and, like, actually we were going with Burnham, hit balls, just get better at hitting every single day.
Awesome, man. Hey, from Little League All-Star to the regional final, it's got to feel amazing, man. So how are you going to celebrate this weekend before focusing on the final next week?
Don't tell him the truth. No, I'm probably going to go swimming at my boy Cooper Lyles' place.
Oh, shout out Cooper Lyles.
Yes, sir. And then go probably to the Giddings Fair tonight.
Okay, there you go. Giddings Fair. Shout out to the Giddings Fair here. And so congratulations, man. Thank you for coming up and having a talk with us.
Yes, sir.
Great playing out there.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Hey, great job. Thank you. Hey, I said on the radio,
All right, up next is going to be Ruben Rodriguez, center fielder, but not just center fielder, cleanup hitter, and we saw you two innings yesterday pitching, so jack of all trades for this Burton baseball team. And how did it feel out there knowing you're in that cleanup position? You had a solid game today bringing your boys in, and what does this mean, Wendy? What does this win mean to you?
It means a lot to be able to hit the ball, put the ball in play, and score runs for our team to get us up ahead and get our energy up.
Yeah, it's all about that energy and to keep that energy going into next week, am I right?
Yes, sir.
So what are you going to do this weekend to keep that energy up? Are you going to celebrate, unwind a little bit, or are you going to get back straight back to business?
I might celebrate my birthday tonight.
Happy birthday, man.
Happy birthday.
I should have led with that.
My birthday was last week, but I'm celebrating it this weekend.
Yeah, because you were in the zone, right, for the playoffs. Didn't have time to celebrate when it's baseball, playoff baseball time, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, how are you going to celebrate your birthday?
I might hang out with a couple of baseball friends. We might go do some, hit some baseballs, or just relax, you know.
Gotcha. Well, I mean, sounds like everybody has had the same thing. They're going to hang out with each other. You guys are just that close-knit. Not only are you friends on the field, it sounds like all of you guys are friends off the field as well.
Yes, sir. We're really good friends. We always go and do everything we can together, keep our team bonding, and keep our spirit up.
That's what it's all about. At the end of the day, it's that brotherhood. That's what you're going to remember for the rest of your lives, man. Congratulations, and on to the final.
Hey, Ruben, are you taking Coach Taylor with you to your party?
Oh, yeah. Me? We take a Coach Taylor.
Well, congratulations, Ruben. Jack of all trades, man. Cleanup hitter, center fielder, and when needed, a pitcher here for the Burton baseball team. Thank you for coming by.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
My pleasure. Go enjoy yourself, man. All right, and last but certainly not least, Coach Taylor, just final thoughts on the game.
You know, I tell you what, Javi, it was a great day. You know, we started out hot. You know, Ryder had a good first inning, throwing strikes, got those leadoff batters out, the leadoff batter out and the two-hole out, and those guys were great hitters. And then we came in, we scored some runs right off the bat, and our momentum stayed our way. And the moment, you know, we had some tough innings there, the fourth and fifth inning. You know, we had some guys on, and we made some good plays defensively to keep them held back from scoring more runs. So it was a great day.
Yeah, and speaking of Ryder Biggs, you know, going out there, usually the third baseman and shortstop jumps in a pitcher and does a fantastic job. Four hits allowed only. I mean, yeah. what a game.
You know, he did a great job. He threw the last game against Round Top, and he hadn't thrown since then. And I was kind of nervous about it, but he stepped up to the plate, you know, in a big game. Game three, and he threw strikes, and that's the main thing. This is a tough hitter's park, so as long as you're throwing strikes and your defense plays behind you, it's a good thing for a coach. I know that. It makes it easy.
Well, that was the third round. It's time for the fourth round. What does it mean to you to get this far?
Man, you know, I'm so excited. I'm lost for words because I've never been this far as a head coach. I've never been this far since I played baseball. So I'm excited for my team, for the Burton Panthers, the community of Burton. All the families and the hard work they put in. So from here on out, it's just, you know, live in the moment and have fun. I mean, from here on out. And we're going to work hard this week and do the best we can against Shiner, and just have fun, see what happens.
That's what it's all about, having fun, creating memories with these
boys.
That's right. Right?
That's right.
Yes, sir. Now, does it make it that much sweeter knowing you guys were a bit of an underdog?
It really does, you know. Coming into this year, you say I'd be sitting here right now. I'd tell you you're a liar. And these kids have come a long way. And thanks to the coaches I've helping. And this is a family support. The parents and the kids have been coming out working hard. And you know, they're starting to come around and listen to Coach Taylor just a little bit. Not saying that I know everything, but they're listening and having fun and learning game of baseball and growing. They're growing. Yeah. And they're hitting the ball, but they hit the ball today. They like playing in daytime like this. You know, the night games, for some reason, they love playing in this hot weather. So hopefully it's summer baseball. I said we're going to go play summer baseball today.
Exactly. And you have a team full of high character boys. And,
you don't even know. you don't want to get on that bus ride with me here in a minute.
Yeah, we do.
It's all about. Yeah. Oh, man. Business on the way here, party on the way home.
There you go. So I always tell Daryl it's something about that Texas heat, the humidity, just lets you know playoff baseball's here.
I'll tell you what, this is I enjoy this. Yep, it's summer baseball. Let's go play it and see how far we can hit the baseball and throwing strikes and having fun, getting the fans there, getting it going. And they, you know, I noticed they got a little little rowdy in here in about the sixth or seventh inning, didn't it? So,
oh, yeah.
It's good times. Good times.
But just like y'all respond on the field, the crowd responded as well.
Yes, sir. And that's just it. The kids stayed up the whole day, and I was proud of them. Proud of all the kids, even the ones that didn't get in the game. Proud of them and glad to be a part of Burton baseball.
Well, last but not least, you heard me ask all the kids, you're not going to get off easy. How are you celebrating this weekend?
You know what? I might go sit by the pool, too, and have a cold Dr. Pepper.
There we go. Now you're speaking Daryl's language.
I do want to give a shout-out to Chick-fil-A today. You know, I went and got food for these guys. They took care of me, so I want to give a shout-out to Chick-fil-A. I hope that's okay. And y'all have a great weekend, and thank you.
You too, sir. Congratulations.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely.
Yes,
man.
Sir.
Thank you for coming by. And shout out Chick-fil-A. You heard it there, guys. It was a huge deal when Brenham, when we got our Chick-fil-A, when we got a Chick-fil-A, we love Chick-fil-A all around the Burton area. And so shout out there from Coach Taylor for Chick-fil-A. And shout out Dr. Pepper. Sounds like he's going to have himself a Dr. Pepper over poolside.
He might even have two of them.
We know Daryl Keegan is going to have a Dr. Pepper for sure after this. And we'll be back with some more, with a post-game wrap-up after a word from our sponsors.
The mission of Burton High School is to provide the highest quality education possible to all students to the fullest extent of their individual abilities. And Burton High School has earned a distinction for academic achievement from the state of Texas. Burton High School is especially proud of the Panthers baseball team on their hard work and diligence. Join the student body, teachers, and staff at Burton High School in supporting the Burton Panthers by attending the baseball playoff games. Go Panthers!
When you shop for a new car or truck, you probably don't look at only one make and model. You want choices. When you buy insurance, you should have choices too. At Wellman Insurance Agency, that's what we do. Because we're an independent insurance agency, Wellman Insurance can offer you many choices of insurance companies for your new vehicle. Companies you're familiar with, like Travelers, Nationwide, Safeco, Germania, Progressive, Hohine Prairie, just to name a few. And we'll search for the best discounts available. Get more choices by calling Wellman Insurance Agency today or visit our website at wellmaninsurance.com for the location nearest you.
Do you have a home, farm, or ranch project you like to take on? Maybe you need to add a pipe fence or a storage building or barn. No matter what project you have in mind, DDM Pipe and Seal in Brenham can help. DDM Pipe and Seal has a huge inventory so they can supply the pipe, angle iron, tubing, flat plate, roll-up doors, metal building components, and even welding supplies. Their staff will make sure you leave with everything you might need for that project. Get started by visiting them online at ddmbuildings.com or stop by and speak with a friendly folks at DDM Pipe and Steel in Brenham.
All right, we come back here. That does it. That's the ball game and great post-game interviews from the players there and, of course, Coach Thaler as they advance to the 2A regional final against Shiner. And a big shout-out to Grandma Biggs, who called into the station all the way from Arizona, tuning in to watch your boy Ryder Biggs on the mound close out this win. I know it means a lot to her and that entire family and this entire Burton community. That's a wrap. It's 7-2 in favor of the Burton Panthers. They win. They advance. Any final thoughts, Daryl?
Yeah, it just, could you feel the joy and the confidence in these boys that were up here talking to you?
Oh, yeah.
And then when Coach Thaler wrapped it up, the joy he has for these young men. That's what you coach for, that when you can get young men to come up here respectful, the love of the game, you could see it today. They out there, they wanted it more than Flatonia. And once you get a team to start whining and stuff, and especially when you get on the umpire as hard as they did, you're not going to get those calls.
Yeah.
Our guys stayed cool. They played the game. Zero errors, right? Zero. He gave up only 4 hits. That's a decent team over there and stuff. Usually those top 2 hitters are going to get 4 by themselves, 2 each. But Little Biggs kept them off key, inside, outside. He worked them. You know, Daryl is so proud. This whole group, the fans, the mamas, the daddies, they're together. You know, we talked before the game that if you're a family as a team, you're going to win. And they're showing that on the field. those boys, how many of those boys said that they were going to go to their friend's house and be together? If they wasn't a tight-knit team, well, I'm going to go here, I'm going to go there. No, all of them said,
we're going to celebrate together.
We're going to celebrate together.
Yes, sir.
And stuff. And that's why I wouldn't bet against these skippers and stuff. They're going to go out there, they're going to give Coach Taylor and Burton 110%. And
no doubt.
What a fun ride. What a great group. Tremendous. Big man, he's watching over them and stuff, and that's what we played a game for. Burton proud. We'll get together next week and see what happens. Might be a one-gamer. But, hey, bring it on.
Always an honor and a pleasure, Daryl. And it was an intense crowd and an intense game here today. The Flatonia crowd definitely got into it. But not only did the Burton Panthers respond on the field with a 7-2 victory, the crowd responded with chants of their own to back up their boys when the crowd got deafening. And at the end of the day, that's a ball game with the Burton Panthers winning the game against the Flatonia Bulldogs 7-2, and not just any game. That was the 2A regional semifinals. So the Burton Panthers will advance to the 2A regional final against Shiner next week. Again, stay tuned to KWHI.com and on the radio to keep up with when the game will be scheduled and where it will be played. This was Hobby Jr. and Daryl Kiki, always a pleasure, signing off on KWHI. Y'all stay safe, and we'll catch you next time.
Today's broadcast of the Burton Panthers baseball playoff game was made possible by St. John's United Church of Christ in Burton, Burton ISD, Collier Construction, Sendero Arbor Care, Brenham National Bank, Dahman & Associates, BVR Material, Quality Glass, Burton Meat Processing, Brenham Collision Center, Memorial Oaks Chapel, Burton Friends and Neighbors, Woodson Lumber Company, Blinn College, Market Realty, J&J Packing, Conjura Tile, Citizen State Bank, DDM Pipe and Steel, TNT Car Wash, Mattress Guys, First Baptist Church of Burton, Hody Farms, Tegler Toyota, Wellman's Insurance, Tieleman Construction, Daryl Kiki, Katie and Trent, and Burton Chamber of Commerce. This has been a presentation of KWHI Sports.